Hello, fellow homebrewers. JP here, and I want to introduce to you the brand new Brew-Built X1 Conical Series available at More Beer. More Beer sells the highest standard in homebrewing equipment, and the Brew-Built Conicals are just that. They're made from mirror-polished 304 stainless steel, and they come with loads of features that you and I have been looking for. They have a full 2-inch bottom dump valve, which will eliminate your clogging issues, while the sturdy base includes 4 reinforced legs, just like those big pro tanks do. More Beer also carries the Brew-Built line of options and add-ons like casters, pressure kits, and even external glycol chillers. So you can find out more about the new Brew-Built X1 conical uni tanks by going over to morebeer.com for detailed videos on the entire line of Brew-Built conicals. You can trust Brew-Built with your next fermentation, and you can trust More Beer to find the right conical for you. Brew-Built at morebeer.com.
Home brewers, craft brewers, beer lovers, beer drinkers.
Get ready for an all-new experience in information exchange and beer culture.
Your only source for live beer radio that brings expert brewers from around the globe
right to your home.
You're not just listening to broadcasters. It's the Brewcasters
on the Brewing Network.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's good to be back. It's the Brewcast right here on the Brewing Network. Been gone for a week, and every time we do that, it feels like a year.
Or at least 2 weeks.
It at least feels like 2 weeks, yeah. It's the same thing as a year in my life. Welcome, everybody. I'm glad you're back with us, and good to see everybody back in the studio again. Joining Dr. Scott, myself, and Daniela is the great, and I don't say that lightly, JP.
You should say that lately.
Wait, put your pants back on.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
This is not lunch meat.
JP's pulling he's standing like me. Yeah. You're pulling my shtick.
Well, all I got to say is
I just said he's pulling my shtick.
I have ants in my pants and I need to dance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to see that you got a little energy and everyone's alive and feeling good to be back in the studio once again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's been way too long.
Way
too long.
He said way.
I did.
All right, everybody. Here's the deal with today's show. No specific topic for you today. The East Coast kind of kicked our ass and had a lot of things going on. Actually had a death in the family this past week, which kind of took up a good portion of our prep time. And I don't know, I had a lot of things planned that I was going to be able to get done at the end of the week, and that didn't happen because of those kinds of things. So what we're doing today mostly is having a little fun with you, and we're going to do our registration from last week. As you all know, it was you had to send in a top 10 list of the top 10 reasons that Jameel Zainasheff is sexier than Pamela Anderson. And you all came through really good with that. It was a great contest. So we're going to cover that. And we're also going to do our registrations for this week. And if you remember, and I hope you do, because we're counting on you, this week's registration for the live show is based off of a Brewing Network talent show. You have to call in. 888-401-BEER is the number. And give us your talent. Don't do it yet. We're not even going to answer the phone yet. We're going to be doing that in the 6 o'clock hour. So we're going to do our first ever Brewing Network talent show to register a couple of other people. And we're going to talk some East Coast beer because we got a lot to talk about there. And that's it.
Yeah. Is this the last registration this week?
No. Next week. Next
week. A couple more slots.
Yeah.
Slots to fill. That talent show is a scary, that's just inviting a lot of stuff.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I can Skype and poo at the same time. Watch. And then he'll probably win it.
Well, it's true because we did say whatever your talent may be.
Anything goes, man.
Call us up and do it. So we'll see what happens, and hopefully you all remember. And that's part of the reason we really, I'll tell you what, there was a chance there for a few minutes that we were talking about canceling today's show, but
Doc said no.
The show must go on, Doc. Oh, of course,
mascot.
The ground beneath our feet, as Bette Midler would have said.
Oh,
I think she would have said
gosh.
A lot
no, that's
here.
No, it's the wind beneath my wing.
Oh, sorry. Ground beneath my feet actually was a U2 song. Yeah, wrong one.
Yeah.
You wish it was Bette Midler.
Yeah, they're both irritating Jews.
Would have been a lot funnier, more feminine.
Well, it seemed like 2 weeks to me too. I didn't want to go another week without a show.
The first day only seemed like a day. The second day,
everything
was
after
more
that
like
added
days.
A couple days. Yeah, I see what you're saying. So we are here, and we're going to get those things done. And like I said, no specific topic. Of course, if you have any beer questions to ask, JP would be happy to not be able to answer them. And
yeah.
And Doc will get his back to actually answer them.
Yeah, no problem.
I can definitely stutter my way over to Doc. That's
good.
Sure.
No problem. Put your pants on.
Again, 888-401-BEER is the number, everybody. Of course, you can Skype us at the Brewing Network is our Skype name. And you can join Daniela in the chat room, which is a very peaceful and pleasant place nowadays to go and send your questions and comments through the brewcasters that way. You can do that. Right, Daniela?
How big is the conical?
My conical?
Any conical.
It's cone-shaped, man.
JP, what are the two sizes that you do? The
three sizes.
We do, yeah, we do the three sizes. We do the 7.1, 12.2, and the 24 gallon. But
the ones they're donating are
away.
Either the 7.1 or the 12.2.
I think it's 12 because last time
I think
Chris
gave
was
a
on,
choice. I think
he
yeah,
gave the choice.
Isn't
that's what I'm
saying. His drunken rage? He decided to. That's a 12. Oh, we'll go up to 12. So I think international customers have a choice, right, or something? Something weird.
No, everybody's got a choice. I just didn't know which of the three. It's 7.1 and 12.2. You have your choice depending on how much you brew.
Yeah, the 12 doesn't fit everywhere. So if you've got a refrigerator that you can fit something in, the 12 doesn't always fit every refrigerator. Some of them they do.
Well,
keep that in mind.
Yeah, for shipping, the 12.2 that can't go anywhere. It can't go a lot of places. Like international,
so
it can't go.
So they'll have to
big.
Get the 7.
Yeah.
Well, of course, obviously you're going to keep in mind if you only brew in 5 gallons, then you only need the 7. So
that's true.
But you do have your choice, I guess, unless you live in a country where we're not allowed to ship the bigger one.
Yeah, and then you can do, or you can get 2 7s because the difference between the two isn't that much. So.
Okay.
We're going to work it out.
All right. So that's the deal with the 2 conicals. You have just 2 weeks to register, and that is this week's show and next week's show. Because on the 17th, we will announce all of the, qualified registrants, and we'll actually be doing the competition to give away the 2 conicals.
Give it away, give it away, give it away, give it away.
All right, so that's the deal with all that. Other short announcements is that...
Put your pants on, man.
From JP.
Put your pants on.
They're on, I'm just hairy.
Please make sure to sign up for our newsletter. It will be going out this week. Again, kind of got things in the way on the East Coast there. So we'll be putting it out this week and... you want to make sure you sign up for it so you can find out everything that's going on with the Brewing Network for the rest of the year. And then, of course, going on into next year. It's the best place. It's called the Brewcaster, and it gives you all of the updated information on what's happening with the Brewing Network. So wherever the other information is failing, the newsletter always comes through. Of course, our Brewing Network store is up. It has a few shirts and a podcast there. You can purchase them and give them away to people that you like or that you don't like. I don't care. Just buy the shirts. And that's about it. Remember that this week is a talent show, so get your talents ready. In the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to start the Brewing Network's first talent
show. Yeah, get your drink on and show us what you got.
That's going to be scary.
We might even be done today by 7:30, so start your drinking now. I know, it never...
Yeah. We've thought that before. It's going to be a quick show, down and dirty, and next thing we know, it's 8:30.
So. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We're shooting for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm just going to say that right now. 888-401-BEER, of course, joins in the chat room, and the rest of the different places that you can find us and have a little chat. All right? Everybody's up to speed now. It's time...
Oh, my God!
You've got mail.
Kick ass.
For our feedback segment. As always, no shortage of feedback coming through the Brewing Network mailbag. By the way, we're going to talk about our East Coast trip here in a little while, too.
Yeah.
A lot of things to mention about the whole thing, and we met some good people. The feedback is reminding me of the good, the very cool listeners that came out to meet us there. It was a lot of fun. So
good. That's cool.
I want to make sure we talk about that. All right, here we go. I just ran across the Brewing Network and have begun to listen to the Sunday show and Jamil's show via your archives. I just wanted to say what a great set of shows you have and what a tremendous resource that it is for the home brewer. I've already learned so much. I just put a beer de garde in the fermenter tonight and listened to another show while brewing. I've already started to think that everyone on the Sunday show is very clever and witty, which means perhaps I've been drinking while listening. Yeah, we agree with you on that. When I catch up, I'll start listening to the shows live and join in the forum. We look forward to that. He ends with, thanks so much for a wonderful service. I just sent you $50 as a concrete way of saying thanks. Cheers.
Nice.
And that's from Bob in New Hampshire. Bob, you are a friend of the Brewing Network. begs the information that there is a donate button on our main page, and if you feel like pressing that button, we'd be happy to receive it. It keeps us going. Long story short, and the moral of this story, send us $50 and your email gets read on the air.
Yeah, and we thank you.
Yeah,
I think we need a wall of, like, you know, like, yeah.
Buy a brick.
No, the gold members, the silver members, the friends, you know, all the way down.
There's a few donators out there, and you know who you are, who are already like platinum members. I mean, before we've ever even said a word, they were even begging us to put up the donate button before we did it. So,
Bob, thanks for that. And by the way, there are 3 shows on the Brewing Network. You prick.
Yes. You evil prick. It's funny because I actually consciously choose never to promote lunch meat. I hope you know that, JP.
I'm sure you do.
And
that's fine. And so I understand because I've been listening to some of the archives.
Yeah. But JP always corrects me when I fail to announce
it. Is meat on podcast?
No.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Yes and no. There's one episode.
It's on the archive.
I'll tell you what happened. This is ironic, especially since I don't promote the show.
It's like rain on your wedding day?
Well, I tested... yes, thank you, okay. Alanis.
You're welcome.
I did test the Lunch Meat podcast just to see if I could get it working through a new service I was using.
Mm-hmm.
And it put up one episode.
Yeah.
What it did was it bumped the Sunday show from the iTunes listing.
So didn't have that.
If you had subscribed to the RSS... you'd be fine, but if you were if you were a new listener, like punching in beer or homebrew or anything on iTunes, looking for the Sunday show, you won't find it anymore because the Lunch Meat bumped it.
No, that's what we do on Lunch Meat.
So I got to pull off the Lunch Meat now to let the Sunday show back on. iTunes
fine,
real
though.
Finicky. You got to be things have to be very, very different, which sucks because I want them all to be
They're not different.
Us, they're different.
In the title, I want them all to reflect the Brewing Network, obviously, so people know where they come from. But you have to be very careful how you do that, because if it sees the Brewing Network in more than a couple of threads in certain parts of the thread, it bumps each other off. So
not cool.
No, not cool.
No.
Anyway, Lunch Meat will be there eventually, as soon as we figure out how to not bump each other.
I don't like bumping off.
I thought you were going to tell me that, you know, you put it up and they listen to the content.
Yeah.
And then they just jerked it right off and said no more.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I said jerk off.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Justin, Hot German, Jamil, Doc Drunk et al. Jesus, just realized Thanksgiving, it's Thanksgiving, and I'm writing you a thank you email. Gay.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Anyway, thanks for the cool as hell shows, info, and humor, especially the unintended humor when one or more of you is hungover.
It's not funny to us.
Yeah, I know. He says, I recently listened to the Jamil Wheat show and laughed my ass off at Justin's transitions, which sounded like he was broadcasting after Kennedy caught the bullets. And it's true, because sometimes Monday mornings are rough, and I'm only the producer of the Jamil show. I don't, it's their content, it's their show, I just push the buttons. And if I'm hungover,
it's a little slow on those buttons.
Yeah, I don't do so good, so I know what he's talking about. He goes on to say, seriously, good stuff, I'm now heading to your online store to buy the 1 hour boil show. Damn you, and your $2.50. Signed, Tim. Again, moral of this story, buy the 1 hour boil, and we'll read your email on the air.
We're givers. You give us the greens, baby, and we'll read your words.
He didn't say he actually bought it. It's just his head in there.
Yeah,
did you check
true.
On that?
Check the records.
I didn't check it. I should have. This is like the pay-to-play show all of a sudden. I won't read anything unless you... That's not true. Okay, here we go. Justin, just wanted to drop you a note while I'm still sober. I've sent you 2 or 3 emails when I'm liquored up, and I can't really be serious. I'm only partially loaded now, so I'll try and be serious. I totally enjoy the show. You guys give me something to look forward to every week. I'm working through the archives, probably obvious from some of my emails I sent. It says, I think I called you a hippie bitch and some other fine phrases based on what I've heard. But since I'm being serious, you called Doc, Doc this week. Well, I've renamed Doc the Benchmark. And I think you should really go with that, as he is the stud that he is, even if he's a short stud. You guys and One Hot Girl have a great show, and I've really enjoyed the variety from food and beer to yeast, and let's not forget the Frugal Brewer. while we are being serious, I'd like to send you my resume for Drunk of the Year. Doc, I mean Benchmark, thinks that he's in the running, but I will smoke him. Also, let B3 and H2 know how much we all appreciate their support on the Conical Christmas giveaway. You can't get cooler than that. Keep up the great work. We really do appreciate you guys. And that's Beer Man from the forum.
Look at Doc getting some love from another man.
Wants nice.
Wants us to call you Benchmark.
I think we're going to have to start selling your semen online. Do like a stud farm.
You know? It's been brought up before.
Here's Doc. He's an 18-pointer. All my does are from him, and he's really good.
Doc just said it's not the first time he's been asked to do that, which is very strange.
Yeah.
All right, last email. Justin, you may be a no-talent ass clown hack, or whatever the Pope says you are, but I listened to the show and also had a great time in the chat. I will have to listen to the podcast as I was so totally engrossed with the chat to pay attention. I hope Doc keeps that Darth Vader voice for further shows, because he sounds better than ever. And, of course, that was our last show where Doc had, like, bronchitis or something.
Yeah, I was telling Justin, I woke up this morning and, look at the wife, and she said something like this, and I woke up, and I had that voice. I sounded like, like Barry White again. I thought, oh, no, not again, not on a Sunday. But it calmed down, and it's okay, but, I was a little raspy this morning, too.
Yeah. Well, she finishes off, and I do believe it's a she, who says, the lovely Daniela was a total princess in the chat room, being very gentle with me for my first time.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's very nice.
Love to you all, G. So that's cool, because we had all those issues in the chat room where people were sort of offended by the whole thing, and here's a new chatter, and she found it very pleasant.
Why do you think she?
Because of the name on the email.
Oh, I see.
G?
Yeah. Plus, if it's a guy calling you a total princess and all that, well, then it's going to be a whole other topic of conversation, because he's a little feminine. Which is fine. So the moral of that story is, if you have boobs, we'll read your email on the air, apparently.
Or if you want to stud out Doc, we'll read your email, too.
Yeah. Hey, I feel like a peacock now. Yeah.
So there you go. And that's your feedback for the day. Brian, you're on the air. What's happening?
I'm just trying to get this Skype to work.
So you're using our show as a test.
Why not?
Yeah, I guess I guess there's nothing
else. What am I going to do with your show?
Yeah, there's nothing else going on, so why not? We're now the official Skype testers. Where are you calling from?
Dallas. We've talked before.
Oh, we have?
He's a Texas boy.
Which one of us was drunk?
I believe I was.
All right. Beautiful. And are you?
Not only was I drunk, John Palmer was on.
Oh, for shame.
Yeah, no. What are you going to do?
You're not drinking Lone Star there in Texas, are you?
Oh, God forbid.
That's why he homebrews, buddy.
I just found they distribute Lone Star all the way out in New York. I found it there and almost bought some.
Nice for them.
For $3.99 a six-pack, which...
I actually took a tour of that brewery once.
Yeah?
I was like 8, though.
Oh. Nice.
That's I got root beer.
That's what we do for our 8th birthday in Texas. We go on brewery tours. All right, well, your Skype sounds fine to me, Brian.
Thank you, sir.
All right,
I'll
brother.
Have a good night.
Take care.
We'll send you our bill.
Well, actually, when my brother was in town, and him and I had all three boys with us, we were talking about taking a brewery tour.
Yeah?
We hadn't actually seen the Budweiser plant in action.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
And we pass it every time on the way up to Tahoe and stuff. It's like, one of these days I'll get in there and watch them waste a lot of beer.
Yeah.
And we thought about dragging the boys and doing that, but didn't materialize.
No. Why not get them started on the education early?
You know? It's all about fluid mechanics.
True.
All right, it's time for everybody's favorite part of the Sunday show, Daniela's World, Vigorously.
This song is just too awesome.
Yeah, it's really a great intro. Let's let the man sing.
Heute ist Schützenfest im goldenen Land. Alle kommen zusammen.
I love it.
You know what I want for Christmas?
What? Shotgun?
You singing this song for me.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's the only thing I want.
What will I be wearing?
Oh, that's not for on the air.
Clear lederhosen.
I'm disgusted. Clear lederhosen. I'm disgusted for all of our listeners having to have heard that.
I'm wearing a patch of sauerkraut on my crotch.
That's all I'm going to be wearing is sauerkraut.
Yeah.
No, I like
JP. You
for
have
my
some,
Christmas. I don't know what we're talking about. The
fantasies, man. Yeah.
Saran wrap lederhosen. But then she'd look at you in that saran wrap and just say, oh, leftovers again.
Disgusting. What's happening in Daniela's world this week?
Christkindl markets are happening in Germany. You know what that is?
No.
Christkindl market?
Yeah, that's how we call them. Christmas markets, Christkindl markets.
They're only starting now? Heck, we started back in, like, August.
Excuse me, really?
Oh, yeah, you're going to Costco and stuff, and they had the Christmas stuff out already.
Wow, okay.
Now, these are different. Now, let me, before you say what it is, I want to focus on the name for a second, because you're saying Christkindl.
Christkindl market.
Is it a play on the name Kris Kringle, or is it a play on the word Christmas? I can't tell which it is.
Who is Kris Kringle?
That's old Saint Nick. That's Santa Claus.
Different name for Santa Claus.
Kris Kringle.
Yeah.
No, Christkindl is the little kid, the little baby that was born on Christmas.
Baby Jesus.
That's called Jesus Christ.
You could refer to this little kid as Jesus if you were of a certain religion, yes.
No, but that's his name.
That's his name.
Among every religion, his name is still Jesus.
I'm sure over in China they're not going,
like Buddha wasn't born on December 25th.
That's the Christkindl. Chris is just Christmas, and kindle just means kiddo.
Baby. Whatever.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
So Christmas kid is what that translates to, roughly? So
Christmas kid markets.
Okay. So we have Kindle Rock.
Sounds like a restaurant theme waiting to happen. Come on down to Christkindl Market.
Well, Christkindl Market.
$2.99 on roast beef.
They are a big theme that have been happening in Germany since the 1400s, actually. Dresden in East Germany was one of the first cities to have a Christkindl Market. And I want to talk about it because in our Advent time, do you guys call it Advent too, the time in December before Christmas?
Well, we call them Advent calendars.
You call them, okay. So the time frame from December 1st to the 24th of December is called Advent.
Okay.
So just waiting for Christmas, basically.
Shopping time.
That's what Americans call it too, yes.
Yeah, not a lot of Jews in Germany anymore, right? So they're still calling it Advent.
And actually, why is that? Do you want to talk about that?
That is not correct at all.
Because the Turks are taking over.
No, there's still a big Jewish population in Germany.
Now, in all honesty, I would actually think that Hanukkah would be a big thing in Germany just to sort of show some props.
Hanukkah's not a big... It's not a big thing anywhere. It's not a big holiday. It's not one of their big holidays.
That's true.
Christmas is like... pinnacle.
Yeah.
Hanukkah is just like
just this thing.
It's just one of those things that passes by.
Well, would you want to go around flaunting that thing in Germany?
What? The menorah?
Hanukkah? Yeah. No, you want to be underground as long as possible.
No.
Close the curtains. We're going to light this third candle.
No.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
6 years ago, but not anymore. As I said, I mean, just on this note, the Jewish population in Germany is proud to be there, and they have representation, and they're out there.
Okay.
They're out.
Okay.
But just don't talk about it
directly. The Advent calendar. Sorry.
And we're not talking about Advent calendars. We're talking about Christmas markets now.
Oh, gotcha.
So Christkindl markets, Advent markets, whatever you want to call them. They've been taking place in Germany since the 1400s. Meanwhile, they've become so popular that some of them are being attended by over 3 million people in just this time frame of 3 or 4 weeks. A typical Christmas market consists of small vendor booths where mainly crafts, arts, and culinary sensations are being sold. The market is typically situated in front of a breathtaking building or some nice area, some nice square in the middle of the city.
Like a whorehouse.
Breathtaking, but not exactly what the Christmas market is looking for.
Okay.
But they are situated in the middle of the cities, too.
Breathtaking.
It is
like a horror.
I mean, that's what I thought of when I think of a breathtaking building. I think strip joints.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Male strippers?
No.
Anyway, so that's where they're situated, and several cities have several Christmas markets. Back in Munich, I usually frequented 4 different ones where I went like almost every day in the evenings. So on a Christmas market, typically you buy anything there from Christmas decorations to clothing to woodcrafts to small furniture to jewelry. But for me, the most important thing always was the food that was there because you have specialty foods. For example, Lebkuchen, which are little gingerbread cookies. You can find them at Trader Joe's, by the way. They're delicious.
I can find them in your kitchen.
Yes, that's true.
It's not 2 packs of them.
Have you touched them?
Not yet.
Good. German pancakes, Spekulatius, which are little almond biscuits, Stollen. Do you guys know what a Stollen is? Dr. Scott, you might know.
You've had something stolen, haven't you, Scott?
No, Stollen. It's a little Christmas, probably a Christmas bread, you would call it, with all kinds of craisins in it. It's just being baked for Christmas.
What's in it?
Craziness.
Oh.
I don't know exactly. My grandma could tell you, but it's really good.
The fruitcake.
Okay. It's fantastic. It's sweet. Okay. So it's like a sweet bread. You know, like you guys have the pumpkin bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have the stolen.
Fruit cakes. Yeah. It's a fruit cake. Okay.
All sorts of chocolate, cotton candy, wood-fired almonds, hot chestnuts, which are my absolute favorite.
Mm.
That's all on the sweet side.
Chestnuts.
I personally don't prefer chestnuts.
Then on the real
dish. Nuts on your chin.
JP prefers chin nuts.
Chin nuts.
I've learned that you cannot say nuts on this radio show anymore.
No.
It's simple, especially when JP is around.
Well, you're saying lips, and you're saying, you know, Scott, stay away from my cookies. You're doing it. You're doing this whole
Have
thing.
Have you touched them?
Yeah.
Really, a lot of things you can't say on the show anymore because we've become even more juvenile than the day we began.
You said Jew.
JP, you're just making it a crazy.
Anyways,
message.
On the salty side, you got the cheese spätzles.
Salty nuts.
You don't have no salty nuts.
Spätzle, I love spätzle.
You got sauerkraut spätzles, those sausages, cheeses, and salami, all those good things. Now, the most important thing to me on a Christmas market, and that would be the favorite thing to all of you guys because I just know that you're pathetic alcoholics, are the drinks there.
Uh-huh.
And typically, and most traditionally, we have two different drinks. One is the so-called Glühwein. You would translate into Glowwein.
Mm-hmm.
Glühwein is a alcohol-containing hot drink based on red wine and several spices like cinnamon, cloves, lemon zest, and star
anise.
Yeah, exactly that one.
She thinks it's star anise.
Star anise.
Yeah.
And she's having trouble.
That's why she stopped.
Yeah.
So the mix is just being...
We went to a brewery in New York, and they brew with star anise, star anise. And Danielle had a real difficult time because here we are having a serious conversation with the brewer, and he's showing us all of the herbs that they use. And she's like... You use little anus stars in your beer?
It makes sense. I mean, the anus looks like a little star.
Yeah. Looks like the brown alga.
How would you know?
I've seen a butthole in my time.
Really?
Yeah.
A little pucker.
Yeah.
Okay. Please go on, Danielle.
So that's what the Glühwein consists of.
Does now, it actually glow? Why is it called a glow wine?
Well, because you heat it up, but you make sure that you don't boil it because you don't want to lose all the good alcohol.
Right.
So you just boil it. Heat it up constantly. It's being
a crock pot or something.
Mold wine.
Yeah, exactly, like a crock pot.
Tastes delicious. I'm going to be making some for us next week, actually.
Okay, fantastic.
Now, second... really big drink at the Christmas markets, and that's a really fancy one. It's called the Feuerzangenbowle. Fire tongue punch, translated probably.
Say it in German again.
Feuerzangenbowle.
Okay.
Now, this drink is so special and has such a big tradition that there was even a movie about it called the Feuerzangenbowle.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what was that movie rated?
I don't know any ratings. In Germany, we don't have those.
Okay.
So just a movie?
Okay.
It's just a movie.
Rated just a movie.
Yes. If you see one movie this year.
It's rated just a movie. Feuerzangenbowle.
Feuerzangenfeuer.
Feuerzangenbowle.
Feuerzangenballs.
Oh my gosh, no. You know talent hack.
Yes.
Anyways, Feuerzangenbowle is now you want to listen carefully because it's complicated.
Okay.
It's an alcohol-containing hot drink. In an appropriate vessel or pot, you mix dry red wine, cloves, cinnamon sticks, lemon, and orange zest. Then the Feuerzange, which are fire tongues translated, is a cover with holes which is being placed on the top of the vessel or the pot. So you have a little thing on top of the pot.
Like a lid?
No, it's not a lid. Well, it's a lid with holes, so it's important that it has holes, and it's very thin.
Okay.
It's out of very thin material, because on this cover, on this lid, you place a little sugar loaf, you know, like a little sugar thingy.
Okay.
And this sugar loaf, you sprinkle or soak, depending on how much you want it, in brown rum, which needs to be at least 54% alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're with me?
So that's sitting on top of the cover.
That's sitting on top of the cover with the holes.
Fall through the holes.
Exactly. Ooh, not too stupid.
Are you making that next week?
Well, if I can find the right supplies, I would love to. We always used to have Feuerzangenbowle parties back at home.
I want some of that.
Terrific, really.
What is a sugar loaf?
Sugar cube?
Yeah, but big sugar cube. You know, they sell those. Okay. I don't even know if you know the little sugar cubes, what size they are? Well, a sugar loaf is like, I don't know, 25 times the size or 50 times the size of that. But it's just
times the
but
size.
It has to be more than just sugar, because if you soaked it in anything liquid, it would dissolve, wouldn't it, Doc?
No, that's the...
I think some of it would dissolve, the steam but I think is for the most
coming
part.
Up through the steam coming up through the...
No, but she said that first you have to soak it in this rum, and then you put it on top there.
I think you should put it on the top, then soak it in rum.
Yeah, exactly. You don't soak it. You sprinkle the rum on top. But the beauty of this sugar loaf is it's so compact and it's pressed so hard that it doesn't dissolve instantly with the through the rum.
Okay.
Where can we get this sugar loaf?
Yeah, we have to find
out. We need my mom to send it out then, probably.
Well, there's got
to
be sugar loaf in America.
We'll just shoot an email to her right now because we need it by next week.
Yeah.
So anyways, what happens is that the sugar fluidizes, or would you call that?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Dissolves and drips into the red wine, so it gives this beautiful rum sugary flavor into the red wine that's already being enriched with all those fantastic spices and being warmed up in this little nice vessel.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Why not just put it in there?
Because that's just the beauty of the thing. That's just how you prepare it.
Somehow fire made it better.
Yeah, because that's a stupid suggestion.
Oh.
And the Germans figured out how to make it not stupid.
Okay.
No, it's just like, you know.
Sorry.
When you're having a fondue, you could say, why not just have all that in a pot and mix it together, cheese and the bread.
Yeah, but that's a dumb idea.
Like that.
I'm talking about this.
Well, but your idea is comparable, actually.
Yeah,
yes.
So, all right. And I have to see it.
If you saw that, it's beautiful because those vessels or pots, they're really big iron pots, and then it's like burning over like a little nice fireplace. It's fantastic.
Sounds like a flaming moe.
And it makes you, it gives you some nice feeling, because usually you mix like...
It's called being drunk.
Yeah.
No, it's more than that.
It's different.
So you're
saying it's more than a feeling.
more than a feeling. What's wrong with you and quoting the stupid songs today?
You get used to it.
You use up like 0.7 liters of rum on 4 liters of red wine. So that's quite a mixture.
What's that work over into English measure?
I don't know.
Human measure?
That's the world measure, so accept those.
Okay.
The world's biggest fire tongs punch vessel was introduced in Munich in 2005. It allows to mix 9,000 liters of this great drink.
Wow, that's like 6 or so gallons.
Yeah, that's a lot of gallons.
That's over a gallon.
A bathtub full.
So that's what you do at the Christmas markets. They've been popular here in the U.S. too. They've expanded to Austria and France and the United States. In the United States, the first ones opened around 1995, and you can find the biggest ones in Chicago and Denver.
Wow. So you have to be able to get Sugarloaf here because they have them in Chicago and Denver.
That's true.
So
okay, we need to know where to get this so-called
sugar. I'm sure we can find it all online. Maybe someone in the chat room can suss
listeners,
that out
now we're calling out to you before the show is over. We need to know where to get Sugarloafs.
And the
would that qualify them for the conical?
Yeah. And where do you get this holy lid too? I mean, you got to.
We can make the Doc can make that.
I can do that.
Okay.
And what about the pots and the sugar tongs?
We can use our brew pot.
We can probably get pot for my roommate.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think it would hold 7.9 liters of wine?
That's what we're talking about here. It might. Is that Daniela's World Vigorously?
Yes.
Thank you.
At least we know what we're doing next week.
Yeah. Hot liquor stuff in here. That's so
fun. Your tongue and bowling.
Is this that Borat song, Throw the Jew Down the Well?
I think it's that.
So awesome. The restaurant he's singing about is called The Golden Lamb.
Ah.
Sounds sexy.
You don't understand a word of what he's singing, do you?
Not one.
We've been together for 3 years and you don't speak a single word of German.
I can order beer.
You're dumb.
Yes.
Hey, I've heard him say Lederhosen at least twice.
All right, folks. If you're just tuning in, when we get back, we're going to start our registration from last week, which was the top 10 reasons that Jameel Zainasheff is sexier than Pamela Anderson. And we're actually going to get Jameel on the phone with us to the whole thing. And we're all going to be voting, except for you, JP, because you weren't here to read them all, and you're not going to be allowed to vote.
That's fine. I can laugh and make stupid comments.
I was hoping Jameel would be here so we could see just how sexy he is.
I know, and we tried, and Jameel tried as well, but he's also here again tomorrow morning for the Jameel show. So
it's only 12 hours apart. Just stay.
And a 2-hour drive and the whole bit. So,
you know, when you add it all up, Just stay.
Are there going to be pictures involved? Anyone do any Photoshop work?
They did. Actually, I do have some pictures that I'll get onto the forum later, but I had to exclude pictures from the top 10 because as you're reading it on the air, it just doesn't work.
The visual humor just isn't there on the radio.
I love you.
That's exactly right. So when we come back,
your talent for later, JP.
And then, of course, today is the talent show portion of the Brewcast, and that's how you're going to register to win the Conical from Beer, Beer, and More Beer and HCA Industries. Stay tuned, because we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
Coming this Christmas, it began life in the very bowels of the earth. A ferrous chromium alloy melted in an electric furnace at temperatures exceeding 1300 degrees Celsius. It has nearly 80 millimeters of sanitary welds, tensile strength 579 megapascals, a milliliter capacity of more than 46,000. Its lid seals with a superhuman ethylene propylene dyeing monomer gasket. Its racking arm rotating. Its dump valve full port. Yeast and trub collect down a slope of precisely 60 degrees. Standing more than 30 American inches tall, it's the Brewing Network's Conical Christmas Giveaway, sponsored by Beer, Beer, and More Beer at morebeer.com and HCA Industries at HCAIND.com. Listen now through December 10th for your chance to register to win one of two B3 Conical fermenters on the Brewing Network.
Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters.
On the Brewing Network.
Welcome to the Brewcast, where we're having a good time, and we're about to get to the fun stuff.
I love you.
We're drinking away our sorrows.
Yeah, fun up till this point. How's it?
My sorrows are the whole family. I had to spend a week with my family.
Yeah,
that
happened?
Makes me sorrowful. And Doc's sorrows are, of course, that he's married. So we're here, and I'm drinking away our sorrows.
Well, I don't have any sorrows, but I like to drink.
Yes.
We'll find something for you.
Yeah, we'll find something for you to be sad about. Like hanging out with us bunch of retards, yeah. For one.
Do you drink your problems away? No, but I try, and they just don't seem so bad once I do drink. But I can't get them to go away.
Yeah,
by the way, our listeners are fantastic. Rich just sent me a link of a distributor who sells sugar canes imported from Germany.
I knew they'd come through for us.
Nice.
It's almost as if we could ask for anything, and within minutes, our
wink, wink, nudge, nudge
would send it.
So, Dr. Scott, it's on you now. You're going to build that thing.
Okay, just show me a picture.
I will.
I have a machine shop in my garage, so I can do that.
Perfect. So here's the fun part about our job. When we get to do contests like we're doing with the Conical, sometimes we get to let you folks be creative. And this, on the last show for the podcasters, what we did was have everybody who wanted to participate, create a top 10 list of reasons that Jameel Zainasheff is sexier than Pam Anderson. Now, JP, I know that you could go on for days about those reasons.
And have.
Yes, and yes.
Did I need to sleep?
Ad nauseum.
And I ran out of beer.
It's a really fun part of our job, and it's also really difficult because we got so many really good lists.
I can imagine
that we had to narrow down to enable us to choose one registrant, one winner.
What was really tough was they all had zingers on all of them. There's some really really funny ones, but the list in general, having 10 of them was kind of tough, and so you kind of had to average it out too.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that was kind of part of the deal, was that as we were judging, some of you, like Doc said, just had these one or two just fantastic.
I laughed out loud.
But for criteria, we had to say the best overall list, because it was a top 10 list, and we had to pick the best. So we got several. I mean, we really got a lot of them, and we narrowed it down to 5. I think Jameel's on the line with us, too, and he also was voting in there with us. Jameel, are you there?
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good Thanksgiving for you?
Yeah, it was nice. Lots of football, lots of turkey, lots of family.
Did you put on some pounds or what?
I'm thinking man.
You know you
right
weighed
now.
Yourself.
Well, because
don't
this
lie.
Is the why Jameel is sexier, I think it's relevant to ask if you put on any weight.
I think, but he may ruin people's image of him.
Yeah.
Not the chubby chasers.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, who comes waddling down the street? Oh, it's Jameel. I love him.
Yeah. I do have a pair of Crotchless Lederhosen you can borrow, Justin.
Nice.
Thank you, because apparently Christmas at the Crosley is going to get a little crazy this week.
Oh, this year. It's going to be nice.
All right, so here we really did get several of these lists, and we narrowed it down to 5. And Jameel, you read the 5, correct?
Yes.
What do you think overall about, you know, what's your impression about what people think about you being sexier than Pam Anderson?
I thought it was a little disgusting, but...
Perfect.
That's overall, very entertaining. I like the part about... my jugs being filled with beer.
Yeah, those parts were good.
Quite clever.
And which actually brings me to the point, too, now that Jameel says that, is a lot of you did have some similar ones also. So I know
some of them were so similar we thought you were, like, comparing notes.
Yeah, like you guys kind of got together.
And cheating.
And, you know, when you have a narrow topic like that, it's going to happen. I guess the reason I'm saying this is I know that some of you are going to say, I had that in mind, and mine was funny. And listen, here's part of the reason we did this was, one, it's just funny, and it's fun to do. The other reason was, you know, we're trying to make a wide range of of different methods that people can qualify for the conical. Because when we do the trivia, it's kind of a first come, first serve. Even when we make it really difficult, you have to listen to the archive early. This one, even though we get to judge who wins, at least there was no time limit, and it didn't matter when you listened to the archive. You've had a, you've had 2 weeks.
It gave you time to be creative.
Yeah. So anyway, just kind of a disclaimer, and that's what's going to happen. So I'm going to read you our five finalists, and then we're going to go around the room here, and Jamil included, and we're going to take a vote. Now there's four of us voting because JP doesn't get a vote.
Why don't they get a vote now?
No, well, put that correctly. JP doesn't count.
JP, because you don't count.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's situation normal around here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you want me to say it in a nice way, or is that fine?
Kind of. Had a rough day.
Okay. Yeah. JP
doesn't count.
JP doesn't count. Okay. I can't even think of a nice way to...
That's fine.
Yeah. No, but well, we needed an odd number of votes. So here's what's going to happen. Danielle is going to vote. Doc is going to vote. I'm going to vote. And Jamil is going to vote. Should there be a tie, we will post all five of the finalists in the forum with a poll, and the listeners are going to vote. Okay? If there's a tie, the listeners will be the tiebreaker. Okay, and the winner. They'll pick the winner. All right? Everybody got that? So,
got
Jamil,
it.
Are you ready to hear these? Are you even there anymore?
Yes.
Thank you. Perfect.
I'm ready.
He was drinking his beer at that time.
He's peaking.
I gotta have my beer here.
Yeah, grab your beer and get ready to find out, everybody, why Jamil Zainasheff is sexier than Pamela Anderson.
As if you don't already know.
Our first list, number 10. Now, JP, it's your job to keep me on track with the numbers. That's what you're here for.
Oh, I got that it now. Now I get something to do.
Numbers, JP,
okay.
Math.
On the first list, number 10, Jamil's cones are real and made of stainless steel. Pammy's cones are fake, made of silicone, and don't make beer. Number 9, when you kiss Jamil, you taste beer. When you kiss Pam, you taste Kid Rock. That's disgusting. Number 8.
Kinder Rock.
Jamil is a demigod. Pamela wants to look like Demi Moore. Number 7. When Pam runs along the beach in slow motion, her silicone lumps don't move. When Jamil runs on the beach in slow motion, his man boobs move slowly and rhythmically like a sexy lava lamp. I just want to say right now that some of these guys are a little too into their top 10 list. Number 6. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get a hold of Jamil's beer jugs. Everyone has had Pamela's jugs. This is also a true list, by the way. Some of these are very true. Number 6. Wait. Thank you. Number 5.
Oh, yeah.
Told you that's what you're here for. You will never get a yeast infection from Jamil. Excellent point. Number 4, Pamela is a dirty, skanky, pus-dripping whore. Jamil is kind of okay.
Kind of.
Again, this is a very true list.
This is not a very attractive
Yeah, I know.
It's all about microorganisms, isn't it?
Neither one of you is
sexy. That's my man boobs. I think I'm like a giant load running down the beach here.
Yeah. What am I on, number 4?
You are on number 3, my
I'm
friend.
On number 3.
Holy shit.
Pamela is Canadian. Enough said. That's his number 3. I'll give him that. Number 2, Jamil speaks of drinking in moderation. Pamela preaches the mantra of supersize me. And he puts in parentheses, and you thought the golden arches were a coincidence. Mm. And the number 1 reason that Jamil Zainasheff is sexier than Pam Anderson, you cannot get a damaged dip tube from hanging around Jamil.
JP. JP's face is priceless.
Okay, so that's our first top 10 list. And by the way, there are 5 finalists out of, I don't know, 30-something entries or something.
I'm just waiting for the Hep C jokes to come out.
They're coming.
Yeah, they will.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Number 10. The next list, number 10. The curvy figure 8 body figure is overrated. The stocky oval is in.
That's the first one that left
it. That's a big load here.
Yeah, that's definitely the first dig at Jamil.
Yeah.
I like that.
Put it in a nice way.
The stocky oval. Very nice. Number 9. If you hang around homebrewer Jamil, you'll drink beer, which will get you drunk and make Jamil look sexy. If you hang around the vegan Pamela, you'll become protein deficient, causing you to become dizzy and pass out, thereby not finding her sexy. So they're very scientific.
That was very logic, yeah.
Okay, number seven.
Very logic.
Pamela has been tagged by Tommy Lee.
Number eight.
Eight, so thank you.
Jesus.
I knew you were here for a reason, told you. Number eight, Pamela has been tagged by Tommy Lee and Kid Rock. And there's nothing sexy about that.
True.
Number seven, Jamil grows yeast in flasks and slants. Pamela grows yeast in, well, let's just say in this regard, Jamil is sexier. Number six, in order for Pamela to look sexy running on the beach, they have to show her in slow motion. Jamil needs no such trickery as he just casually ambles down the beach in all his sexy glory.
Amble.
Yes. Just a vision of that, Jamil, is off-putting to
me. Like E.T. walking or some shit.
I can't get that out of my head right now.
Yeah.
Shirtless Jamil cruising down Ocean Beach. let's put him on Baker Beach. That's
the
more
nude
gay.
One?
Yeah, that's a nude gay beach.
I actually got some...
both know that, too, by the way.
I got some pictures of you in Baywatch bathing suits, Jamil, that I'll have to send to you.
Oh, those came out? Okay. I didn't know. You were having trouble with the film, you said.
Yes. What am I on, number five?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Number five. The only sexy thing Pamela has going for her are fake boobs. Take those away, and there isn't much sexy left. Take away Jamil's man boobs, and he's still one sexy beast. Apparently. Number four. PETA members, which we all know Pamela Anderson is a PETA member. PETA members do it with protest. BJCP judges do it with their tongues. I think you know which one is sexier, he says.
So isn't PETA people eating tasty animals?
Yes, I think that's what it stands for.
Doing it under protest is pretty fun, too. Is that not what they said?
Yeah, I guess not.
No.
What am I on? JP?
You're on two.
I'm on number two.
Like
I'm on number three, I think.
No, I think you're on number two.
I'm on three. Pamela has been in Playboy numerous times, leaving nothing to the imagination. Jamil has never appeared in Playgirl, leaving us with an air of mystery, anticipation, and intrigue about what is underneath. Mysterious is sexier.
Oh, wow. This person really likes Jamil.
Yeah, he does. He's thinking about you, Jamil.
In a lot of ways.
Doesn't know me very well either. So.
You know what?
Oh, I think he knows
from that last
well.
One. Clearly,
yeah.
Isn't that the grand prize? You get to know Jamil.
Yeah, it should be. All right, the number two reason: Pamela is Canadian, and there's nothing sexy about hockey, Mounties, or the suffix A.
A.
Yeah. She had to come to California to become the way she is today. Jamil is American and hails from California. His sexiness is inherent and thereby greater. So a bit of an elitist here, too,
wow.
Jamil. I don't know how you feel about that.
This could be women doing this, Jamil.
Yeah, you never know.
That would make me feel a lot better, but unfortunately...
Yeah, you know, just keep that in your head.
I could spontaneously grow a tail, but it's not going to happen.
Okay.
You don't have a tail? One. I thought yours fell off.
The number one reason, according to this person, is which would you rather have, two jugs filled with silicone or several jugs filled with beer? Silicone isn't sexy. Beer is. And that's the number one reason, according to that list.
It's a very good reason.
What do you think so far, Jamil?
I think I'm really worried about the person who came up with this idea in the first place.
It was Daniela, by the way.
Jamil, while all this is going on...
Well, then it's okay. Yeah. Then it's okay.
I hope while all this is going on, Jamil, you're slowly packing the kids into the van and driving to the mountains.
Montana.
Far away.
I did have to close the door so the family wouldn't hear this.
Yeah, Jamil, I'm just so glad it's you. And not me.
Doc, it was very close to being you.
I knew it was.
It was very close. Okay, the next list. We have three to go. Number 10. Jamil Sankey, Pamela Skanky. That's a good one. Like I said, a lot of people have the one-offs that are just great. Number 9. Jamil has a body crafted of pure water, barley, hops, and yeast. Pamela is just silicone and collagen. Number 8. Jamil's yeast is something you want to put in your mouth.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Wow.
You know? Number 7. Jamil judges. Pamela is judged. That's a nice little duplicity there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Number six. What kind of crazy last name is Anderson anyway? That's actually one of my favorites of all the reasons we got. That one's good. Number five, and I have I'll just read it as it is. I'm reading it as it's printed. Jamil is Reinheinsgebut. Pamela is Reinheinsgenuss.
That one goes to Pamela, then, I see.
He does. It says, okay, Pamela gets 1 out of 10. Come on, it's Christmas, and Jamil is a charitable person, is his disclaimer. What does it mean? What is Reinheinsgenuss?
It just means pure joy.
Ah, okay. You know. Okay, so he gives that one to Pamela. Number four, Jamil's mouth has encountered hundreds, if not thousands, of ales. Of ales. I think you know what Pamela's mouth has encountered. Number three, Jamil is an expert. Pam Anderson is just a sexpert. Number two.
Still, I think that one goes to Pamela, then.
You're probably
right. I don't
know,
Jamil. We don't know that much about you.
That's true.
You went to college, didn't you?
Yes, yes. I did all sorts of terrible things.
So we can't count him out as being that sexpert.
Number two, Jamil meticulously avoids infections. Pamela seeks them out. And the number one reason, according to this person, Anderson teases Zayna Chef pleases.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. Yeah, that one gets a little hand there. All right, here we go. The next list, and there's only two more. Let's see. Here we go. Number 10. Pam Anderson's excuse for liver disease is Tommy Lee. Jamil Zainashef's excuse for liver disease is research. Number 9. Jamil Zainashef pours out his losers. Pam Anderson marries them. That's a good one. Number 8. Pam Anderson has worked with David Hasselhoff, who is huge in Germany. Jamil Zainashef has worked with brewcaster Daniela, whose German assets are huge. Mm. He must be speaking of your brain. You're a very intelligent woman.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Number 7. Jamil Zainashef cultures yeast on slants. Pam Anderson cultures yeast on pants. That's just disgusting. Number 6. Pam Anderson has a following of beer-swilling slack-jawed yokels. Jamil Zainashef has a following of beer-swilling slack-jawed yokels with computers. Very true. Number 5.
I think this is the most accurate list so far.
So far, yeah, he's right on. Number 5. Jamil Zainashef has a walk-in cooler. Pam Anderson has a walk-in cooter. Oh, wow. Yeah, that one's good. That's really good. Number 4.
Doc really likes that one. Especially because Doc is short enough to get in there, too.
Yeah. Oh, man. Number 4. Jamil Zainashef enjoys the taste of a fresh hef. Pam Anderson enjoys the taste of an old hef. A little Playboy reference for you guys. Number 3. Jamil Zainashef's conicals are stainless steel. Pam Anderson's conicals are silicone. Number 2. Jamil Zainashef deserves a bust in the Beer Hall of Fame. Pam Anderson deserves a beer in the Bust Hall of Fame. And the number one reason that Jamil Zainashef is sexier than Pam Anderson, Jamil Zainashef brews award-winning homebrew. Pam Anderson is a whore. That's the number one reason. And the last list, and then we'll go around the room and vote. Number 10, the Pope's boobs are real, Pam's are not. Number 9, the Pope's skin is as pure as the day he was born. Pam has tats that say, hey, I'm a skank. That's a good one. I like that. Number 8. The Pope has rule over billions of microorganisms to do his bidding. Pam has hep C.
There you go.
Just my hundreds of microorganisms.
Jay-Z might have hep C. Could be quiet about all that.
Just doesn't advertise.
Yeah. Number 7. Being told you are biscuity by the Pope is better than being told you're hot by a skank with Hep C. Mm. Number six, the Pope can still love many different beers in his special way. After Tommy Lee, Pam is ruined for 99% of us. Number five, you can cuddle with the Pope all night. Pam's night sweats due to Hep C are just nasty. Number four, the Pope gets his entire family in Class 4 biohazard suits when entering his brewery. Pam hasn't figured out that sharing a needle could potentially be hazardous. Number three, the Pope can pound beers with you for the next 40 years before we would have to worry about liver problems. Pam's liver is already on the fritz. Little Hep C theme going on here. Number two, the Pope continues to provide us with new information and surprise us with new beer and better beer. Who hasn't seen Pam's tits? And the number one reason Jay-Z is sexier than Pam, the Pope gets us fantastic head each and every time, no matter what. Pam, you'd have to take to dinner first. And those are our five finalists of nice. Top 10 reasons that Jameel Zanishef is sexier than Pam Anderson. Jameel, I'm going to give you the vote first. Which one do you like?
The one just before the last one.
Just for, okay.
That would be the fourth one.
So that was the one where...
The fourth one, yeah.
Okay, the fourth one. Thank you, Jed. Well,
thank you, JP.
You're doing your job, JP.
Oh, hey, man, I'm trying.
Okay, that is one vote for that one.
That's one difference between the Brewing Network and more Beer.
Yeah.
JP does his job here and there.
Doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Good point.
Who, me?
That might be the top 10 list for this week. Top 10 reasons JP is still employed at B3.
What are you trying to say?
His jugs are filled with beer, that's why.
That's right. Dr. Scott, give us your vote.
Number four, the one I laughed my ass off on.
Okay, the same one with Jay-Z. Doc's favorite being Jameel Zanishef has a walk-in cooler. Pam Anderson has a walk-in cooter. Okay. Two votes for that one. It's up to Daniela and I because if we tie in some way, then actually the chat room.
We have to pick the same one.
The forum.
A different one.
Daniela, what is your favorite?
My favorite one is number four as well.
Number four.
Yes.
As is mine. It's unanimous. The number four is actually our winner. And by the way, that is Fizzy Lifting Drinks, our user in the forum. And congratulations, you are now registered to win a conical fermenter from HCA Industries and Beer and More Beer. You got two conicals to choose from, and you may have a chance to win. That really was a great one. But you know what? Everybody did so good on these things that I had to put together a sort of best of the best top 10 list.
Oh, yeah.
So I went through all of them and did a best of the best. So that those of you who had really funny one-liners,
yeah,
don't feel left out. And I even left out a few of the really funny one-liners, but we tried to get the best of you. But Fizzy Lifting Drinks from Toledo, Ohio is our podcast registrant for last week. Congratulations.
I think as a compilation prize or whatever, Jameel
consolation.
There you go.
Yeah, a compilation.
Compilation
he's
prize.
Gonna, he's gonna do a compilation in a minute.
Oh, okay.
You can do a consolation.
Okay, yes. Well, consolation prize. Thank Jameel you. Should clip some pubic hairs and send it to all the interns.
No, or I bet Jameel
so they can
has
make little dolls.
Jameel probably has Hep C on a slant. He could just send it around.
What does he have? Culture them up and
he's an old Asian boy or something running around with Hep C or what is?
He can culture it out. He's got some rock and roll friends.
Don't you have that new tester that you can figure like everything out now, Jay-Z?
Absolutely, I can determine what's wrong with JP.
Yeah, yeah. We should do a whole show sending you brewcaster blood samples just to figure out what the hell's going on.
I don't
over here.
Send blood, man. I don't send blood.
All right, Jameel, here is the my all-star top 10 list of top 10 reasons Jameel Z is sexier than Pam Anderson. Number 10, Jameel likes to drink an arrogant bastard, while Pamela just likes to sleep with one.
That's pretty good.
That's nice. Number 9, in the morning, Jameel says, cock-a-doodle-doo. Pam says, any cock-will-do. That's good.
I just like to see Jameel wake up and say cock-a-doodle-doo just because it'd be funny.
Give us a little cock-a-doodle-doo, Jameel.
That's
you
pretty
to,
good.
You have to wake up with me in the morning.
Well, you always leave so quickly, it's hard.
No, leave before the dawn.
Yeah, that's right.
Home before daylight, huh?
Number eight. When Jamil videotapes himself having sex, he does it in his brew house wearing a mask and gloves. I like that one. Number seven, Jamil puts the BJ in BJCP. You can't argue with that, Jamil.
All right.
Number six, Jamil is an award-winning brewer. Pam Anderson is a skank. Number five, the Pope is the successor of St. Peter, not the sucker of Giant Peter.
It's true.
Yeah. Number
four. I don't know if that's true or not.
I do.
Do you know how giant it was?
I've seen the tapes.
Number four, Jamil is constantly around Justin, JP, and John. So he looks extremely sexy by comparison.
That's true, too.
Because yeah. I got left out of that.
Yeah. Number three, the Pamela and Tommy Lee video ain't got nothing on the Jamil show. Little props to you, Jay-Z. Number two, Jamil hasn't spent any time with David Hasselhoff. Sorry, Daniela, but that's a good reason.
That hurts.
And the number one reason of all the reasons that Jamil Zanishef is sexier than Pam Anderson.
Lay it on us.
Jamil has forgotten more about beer than Justin will know in his entire life. And that's the number one reason Jamil Zanishef is sexier than Pam Anderson.
Good reason.
That one was submitted by Daniela, I can tell.
Yeah, it very well might have been.
The grammar was pretty right on.
Yeah.
So Jamil needs to ride the Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Ride the Hoff.
I've ridden the Hasselhoff.
He's been to Germany.
Justin, you're editing this from the archive like you promised, right?
Absolutely. Nothing. We won't let anybody know about all this, Jay-Z.
This won't go be okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I won't be sending a personal copy to your wife.
Yeah. Well, she's not even on the air right now.
Well, she might want to tell her friends why you're so sexy. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
When she heard about this, she said, oh, she goes, as long as I can have the Tommy Lee part, you know, feel a lot better.
Yeah, there you go. We should have had her submit a list just for fun, just to figure it out. That might have been cool. Well, you're a bit of a celebrity, Jamil, and that's why it's so fun to be able to do top 10 lists about you, man. How about that?
Yeah. Well,
I want to hear your wife's list. She might have won a conical.
Short list.
Yeah, it would all be small penis jokes, I think.
And man boobs.
Yeah,
man boobs, small penis jokes. Standard fare.
That's right.
Pam's rise to stardom was very fast. So is Jamil.
That's a good one. Not bad, JP. Thank you. All right, Jamil. Hey, what's the Jamil show on tomorrow morning?
Beer.
Tomorrow is other smoked beers.
Ah, very nice. And what, we've only got two left in the year, right? Tomorrow and one other one?
And then cream ales after that, and then we'll wrap up the year. We'll have done a year of the Jamil Show, and I must say, it is the number one show on the Brewing Network.
Yeah, time to get off the phone now.
Yeah.
I'm surprised no cream ale jokes at the whole, with the whole tent, top 10.
Now, Doc, Jamil's all happy about that. The ratings are in, and Jamil, he's beating us on the Sunday show.
Well, of course.
Jamil happy about
he got that big write-up in Zymergy.
Yeah, and Brew Your Own, yeah.
It was a Brew Your Own? Yeah, because, you know.
They told me, hey, we're doing a Brewing Network article. I said, that's fantastic. Yeah. I get the article, and it's a Jamil. Jamil Zanishef article.
They focus on the quality, you know. And,
My favorite part of that article was that lunch meat was mentioned more than the Sunday.
Because
show.
I mentioned it. Yeah. I wanted to help First. Lunch meat break that double-digit mark.
What does BJCP stand for
nine
again?
Listener mark? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I put the BJ in
BJCP means something to somebody.
Before I leave work, I go turn on all the unused computers to download the archive.
Oh, JP thinks your ratings are fake, Jamil.
Well, From lunch meat, what do you expect?
Well, I can't have this because I can no longer do this show.
Oh, no. You can't can't stand to be in second place.
Are you jumping ship now?
Move over to the Monday show, Doc.
Oh, no.
I don't work Monday. I can do that.
Oh, Doc, what are you doing to us, man? No,
what's John going to do? I mean, he already sits there and beats quiet, but with you and Jamil, he's going to be turning the light on and off for you guys.
Where's the fight in you, Doc?
I'm just going to roll over.
Hey, Fridays. Ooh, yeah.
And who wouldn't want to work with the a guy sexier than Pam Anderson?
Exactly.
An excellent point.
Been that close to those things? Yeah.
All right, Jay-Z, tomorrow morning for the Jamil Show, 10 a.m. for you live listeners, and of course you can sign up for his podcast. He's got his own page right there on the Brewing Network. It's thebrewingnetwork.com/Jamil, and you can sign up to get the thing automatically. So he's our guy, and he's now number one on the Brewing Network. And
you'll always be my number two.
Thank you. Don't forget that. Where you were spawned from, boy.
Don't forget about your roots, man. As you're launched into superstardom,
you were just a spinoff.
Yeah, yeah. You're like
Rhoda. No, you're like Rhoda.
You are the Frasier to our Cheers.
You're like the Jeffersons to our All in the Family.
Yeah.
And lunch meat is like what?
He's the Norm of that. Wasn't there a show called Norm that
Joey.
Came out?
Like Joey.
Joey. Yeah. 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 I mean, that wasn't what was a spinoff of a spinoff that didn't work
yeah,
out.
It was
well.
Like,
Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah, there lunch meat go. Is like three spinoffs
both,
down.
You both resemble quite a bit Joni and Chachi.
I don't know. We're not old enough to remember.
Which one
that.
Looks more like Scott Baio? I don't know.
It depends on who has the bigger appetite. All right, Jamil. Thanks, my brother. I appreciate you coming on with us, man.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow. Cheers. The very sexy Jamil Zainasheff and the top 10 reasons Jamil Zainasheff. Hey, congratulations to Fizzy Lifting Drinks, who is last week's podcast registrant. When we come back, we're going to begin our talent show. So get your talents ready. That's how you're going to register for the Conical on the Live show this week. 888-401-BEER. We'll
Bring
be right
it
back.
Down.
Hang in there.
You're listening to The Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
The Brewing Network's promo spot, Conical Christmas, take one.
In a world where beer was king.
No in a world, push.
What do you mean, no in a world? Oh, okay. In a land that...
No in a land either.
In a time.
In a time?
In a land before time.
Look, this is a commercial to inform the listeners of the upcoming Conical Christmas giveaway.
One man.
No.
When your life is no longer your own.
What does that mean?
When everything you know is wrong.
That's wrong.
In an outpost.
It's a giveaway.
On the edge of space.
They're giving away two Conicals.
A girl.
No.
Two girls.
Just tell them to listen to the Brewing Network every week between now and December 10th to register to win one of two Conicals donated by Beer, Beer, and More Beer and HCA Industries.
Now.
What is wrong with you?
More than ever.
Stop it!
A renegade cop.
I hate you.
A robot renegade cop.
You're fired.
You're fired.
No, you're actually fired.
I'm fired.
Get out of the booth, Bush.
No, I like it in here.
The Brewing Network Comical Christmas Giveaway. Keep listening for your chance to win.
What I'm hoping for with these podcasts that we get, especially like our podcast, is it opens the eyes to the American listener to other attitudes, other opinions, other ideas, and we'll see changes as a result of that, I think, down the line. I think this is going to be a great thing for helping to bring Americans into the world sphere.
I like beer cause it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you bring. I drink beer when I am sad, cause the beer it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good, beer is good, beer is good, it's good. and drink some beer!
It tastes real crappy, but cold beer will make me happy. When I throw up on the floor, I can go and drink some more. They say beer will make me dumb, it aren't no good with pizza. Now that we have drunk some beer, let's go drive a car.
Beer is good, beer is good, beer is good. Let's go, beer is good, beer is good, beer is good.
Let's go drink some beer.
Saving your life.
One beer at a time.
Love a good top 10 list. It's true. We're about to start.
Brewing on the corner.
Yeah, you like that?
It's good.
Not bad.
You're not raspy enough. Should have me doing it the other week.
It's a homebrew song.
We're about to start our Brewing Network talent show. The phone number is 888-401-BEER, or you can Skype us at the Brewing Network. Now, we don't care what your talent is. It could be a joke. Maybe you can burp names, the alphabet. Maybe you can sing a song. Maybe you play an instrument. Whatever it is that you do.
Insult JP.
Yes, we will accept
awesome.
It. Impersonations, whatever you've got, we'll accept it and evaluate them and then make a judgment upon you.
Yeah,
and,
we will judge you.
And then
we
decide.
We will judge you.
And in this case, there are two winners because we have room for two registrants.
Ooh,
this week. That's
right.
Two registrants.
I gotta tell you, this is a great idea.
Yeah, the talent
show? I like it a lot and I'm really excited about it.
And that's why you're here, JP, to help us judge, because you're good
at judging people.
Judging people, yeah, that's right.
He has no talent except for judging
people. I hate myself so much that I judge other people.
Yes. So 888-401-BEER is the number. Skype, I just saw that I missed a Skype call. I'll take it again. And we'll be taking our talents via telephone. And, of course, via Skype, 888-401-BEER, or the Brewing Network is the Skype number.
Sorry.
And I do have our first caller right now. Brian.
Stop.
Have you got a talent for us?
How you doing?
If I can do this.
Yeah.
And if I don't do it right, forgive me, okay?
Well, tell us first what your talent is.
It's a tongue twister.
Have you been drinking?
Of course I've been drinking.
A lot?
Yeah. I'm listening to your show.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I just want to make sure you're nice and lubricated.
All right, Danielle, will you please write down, yes, of course, you know all of this already, so that we can be able to judge by number or something like that. Or
do we have any beer for this?
This is Brian from Texas.
Brian from Texas.
Skype's still working.
And he's now going to do his tongue twister talent for us. Go ahead, please, Brian.
Okay, here we go. Mrs. Pug.
All right.
Okay, let me start again.
All right, that's fair.
Mrs. Ruggy Puggy has a rough cut punt, not a punt cut rough, but a rough cut punt. Mrs. Ruggy Puggy has a rough cut punt. It's smooth on the middle, rough on the front. Mrs. Ruggy Puggy has a rough cut punt.
That's pretty good. Like, if you think about what he's saying,
he said the C word in there.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't hear. I heard punt the whole time.
No, I heard the second time.
No. I said punt the whole time.
Yeah, I think you did too. Okay. All right.
Hey, it was good though.
Is that your only tongue twister, or are you kind of a tongue twisters in general you know how to do?
That's my favorite tongue twister.
All right.
Just because of the connotation of it.
The connotation of it.
Yes, fair enough.
Well, it's pretty good. I'm pretty impressed as a not native speaker.
Okay. All right, Brian. I'm going to drop the call, but hang in there. We might be calling you back.
Sweet.
Thank you, sir.
How do you have a favorite tongue twister?
Well, every
it's the one nobody else can do. All right.
Do you know any tongue twisters, JP?
Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Or seven slippery swans.
You didn't say either one of those very fast, though.
I got one.
Not, it's not my talent.
You got one, Daniela?
Fish.
See?
Hey, that was great.
Nobody in here speaks German, and we all know that you didn't do that properly. Yeah. Like that.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That was your Swahili tongue twister.
I nailed that one greatly.
This one for Oz.
Yeah. 888-401-BEER is the phone number. You can Skype us at the Brewing Network. Don't let Brian just take it for nothing. This is your chance.
You know what? He's won so far.
This is your chance to register for a conical. So we want to hear from you. In the meantime, I did have a question come through for you, Doc.
Oh.
And the question is about questions about pH. They want to know, is the pH of beer bad for your teeth?
Ooh. A little worry ward over there.
What does that mean?
It's not
Who
so
cares about... I mean,
yeah, it is.
Of all the things that beer's bad for, I mean, your teeth are
well,
the last thing
Well,
really...
Justin, tell him why he's concerned.
He says one guy... Is he talking about, like, a friend of his?
Probably.
Some okay, guy. So a guy... I think it should be some guy, Daniela, but whatever.
Some young guy.
Who's counting? Some guy has had to have 5 teeth pulled, and he drinks beer. But he probably also does a lot of other
things. Yeah, did he do meth? Is that the main... Yeah.
But it's a good question. What about the pH of beer?
pH is really bad for your teeth, and some of the bad things are sodas, because the pH is so low. Even the diet sodas are so low, it softens the top layer of enamel. And even if you brush your teeth right after, and actually we tell you not to brush your teeth right after a low pH beverage.
Oh, really?
Because you just softened that layer, and then you just brushed it back off again. So if you go into that ritual, a quick Diet Coke, and then brush your teeth real quick, it's also kind of, it's detrimental to the enamel.
I see.
Low pH is really bad in conjunction with a lot of sugar, too. So Gatorade's really bad. Hmm. Gatorade's probably got the lowest pH and the highest sugar, so that's even worse than Coke or Diet Coke. So that kind of stuff is, yeah. And that's in the twos.
Okay.
pH of beer is in the fours, so it's not so bad.
Okay.
And you're not – it mostly happens to people that are sitting there in front of the computer during the drink, and they're just sipping on whatever all day long.
Yeah.
One of the worst things we say that was invented for soda pop or sodas are that screw-on cap, because you take a drink. Put the cap on. Take a drink. Put the cap on to all day long.
Yeah.
We'd rather have you just – down the whole thing and then nothing the rest, you know, for a
while.
Don't
drag it out.
Don't drag it out. It's that how many times you're going to get hit with it. So with his beer, it's probably, like you said, it's probably not just the beer.
Okay.
If he's drinking beer all day long, slowly beer all day long, which is probably not, that's probably not the issue, but I'll bet he's, you know, doing some other things in there.
Meth?
Yeah.
Meth mouth? Yeah.
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 Okay.
What's the pH of your mouth normally? Like in the sixes, right? Seven?
Yeah. It's in sixes.
Now let me
I'm
ask
so
you.
Smart,
but
no
if,
one,
if you drop
no
it, it's a little bit. You know, if he could have other issues. He could have systemic issues,
or he doesn't brush his teeth.
But he could just have systemic issues that are GERD, which is gastroreflux disease, where you don't even really feel like you have heartburn, but it drops the pH in your mouth 2 points, and you start dissolving the teeth away.
Okay,
and you know, I get this all the time. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing this. But I look at it all day long. So don't blame the beer. Look at the whole picture. Step outside the box and see what else is going on.
It's kind of like don't hate the player.
Hate the game.
Hate the game.
Yeah.
You know what we should do is have a live on-air tooth examination.
Yeah.
That will be the most exciting radio we've ever done.
Great.
While we're waiting for our talent show, and we're on this anyway, I think inquiring minds would like to know. Doc, how about the things that sort of visually coat your teeth? So like red wine,
right.
You mentioned Gatorade. Is that an indication of it being particularly bad for your teeth?
No. Stains aren't inherently bad.
Okay.
It has to do with acids, pH, sugar content. It has to do with how dry is your mouth. Are you on other medications that actually dry your mouth out? If you're on high blood pressure medications and some other things that'll do it, dry mouth is really bad. And as we get older, people are on more and more medications that have a lot of side effects, more than what they're doing, and it can have a detrimental effect on your teeth. So if you're 70, 65, you're on 3 high blood pressure medications and some seizure medications, and you're drinking beer too.
Yeah,
the pH of beer might have something to do with it because of you've lowered the saliva and you lower the pH in your mouth and everything else. You got to look at the big picture.
Don't you think if you're on all that, your teeth are the least of your worries?
My issue is this, is like, okay, you're pretty healthy maybe with all these medications and you're 65.
Oh, okay.
People say, well, I'm 65, I don't want to spend all that money on my teeth. Look, you want to be in 10 years or 15 years, you don't want to be worrying about your teeth.
Yeah.
You want to be like, because at that point, I'm pulling teeth.
Right.
I'm putting out fires. I'm not saving you.
Yeah.
When you're 75, 80, I'm not saving you. I'm putting out fires. I'm pulling teeth. I'm getting you out of trouble. Pretty soon, you're worrying about your teeth.
Yeah.
You deal with it 15 years or 10 years before that one.
Yeah.
You're not having to deal with it so much. And at that point, you're worrying about other things. You're chewing fine. You're not having dentures. You're dealing with it.
How gross is it for you when you have like these 80-year-old people coming in with their bad mouths and they're already missing a bunch of teeth and you're just there to like pull out all their teeth? Like, is it just disgusting? Because I'm freaked out by it.
It can be.
Yeah.
It's the people that are past the point of taking care of themselves and they're having to rely on other people to watch them. They're in a home and their son or daughter comes in and then finds out that their mother's swollen on the side. Nobody said anything for 3 days. Yeah, that pisses me off.
Oh, I'm getting sick just thinking. All right, we got to
move
on.
What do you do with all the teeth that you extract?
Is there
some sort of procedure?
I turn them in for money.
Do you?
Yeah.
I sell them to people who do rituals.
Make a necklace or something. I mean, like, is there like a procedure to dispose of biohazard like that?
My kid asked me that today. He found this film canister with teeth in it.
Smart.
And I couldn't tell him that they were his teeth.
Ah, yeah. He's telling them somebody else's.
Well, that blows away the whole tooth fairy thing.
Sure, yeah.
And, so I was like, nothing. Just put that away.
Yeah, don't worry about that, kid.
And where's mommy, by the way? Don't worry about that.
What's that femur?
Stop.
Don't worry about that.
That's just a femur.
it's your new wiffle bat.
It's just some random femur.
It's a femur. Is that a human femur?
By the way, did you do your homework?
SoCal Surfer, you're on the air. What's happening, brother? Oh, you were on the air.
So what's up, dude? What are you doing?
Dropped him.
No. Oh, last time he was on, he was really hammered.
Yeah,
and he said we were talking about his teeth 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, and I didn't get back to him on email because I got so much to talk about with him about that.
Oh.
That's why we just answered on the air.
Yeah, I see.
Wow.
888-401-BEER is the number. I'm going to tell you right now, I will register Brian twice today if I have to. This is ridiculous. We told you about the talent show, and we're trying to kind of make random ways for people to be able to sign up. We don't want to stick to any one talent. Like a lot of times we do trivia. Which means you got to be good at trivia or good at Googling. Sometimes we do the callers, which are nice and random. We like
sing.
That. So we're really trying to kind of mix it up so that everybody has a chance to register to win a Conical. But I have no shame in registering Brian twice, which means his name will go in as a registrant 2 times as opposed to everybody else, giving him double the chance to win. And we'll call it a night. That's
hey,
cool by me.
Dudes. Dust off that trumpet. We know you were in the band.
Oh, I'd love to hear some old
You were in the band, man.
I'm just waiting for Push to call up. He's probably warming up the skin flute or something like that. And he's going to
right
play.
Now. 888-401-BEER or the Brewing Network on Skype.
All right, it's SoCal Surfer. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. I really mean to. I've got a lot to talk about.
But he doesn't really care.
Yeah, he does. No, I do.
Yeah, I know.
What's with this other question that came through?
We're not going to answer that. We got a question about ProMash.
We're going to do a ProMash show coming up real quick. Yeah. So
The thing with Pro Mash is that kind of everybody ends up with their own way to use it. Mm-hmm. People use it in different ways.
It's called Chris Graham.
And we're sure there's a right way to use it, but because nobody ever has Mr. Pro Mash sitting next to them, well, then we...
I think it's most set up to where everybody can use it, and you can use it to the point where you need to.
Yeah.
There's workarounds, things you can use with Pro Mash. You don't need to use everything. And what I like about it, I find something new all the time. I can do that. I can fix that.
And the other thing about the specific question that came through is that I use it one way, and Doc uses it one way, and JP uses it another. And we want to make sure we don't want to give out bad information.
That's true.
So we're just going to hold on to that question until the Pro Mash show.
I'd like to take a bet on our answers though, because I want to prove that I know things.
Oh, you're wrong.
Damn it,
Gilbert. You're on with the Brewcasters. What's happening?
Hey, this is Hank Hill. I've just been listening to your damn radio show here.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. He said, damn.
I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about, all this weird beer. I just drank the Alamo beer.
Very nice.
You know, we got that down in Arlen, Texas. You know what I mean, boy?
Yeah.
It's just a dang old funny show here. Who the hell's that Jameel fella? Why the hell are you calling him the Pope?
He's sexy, man.
You're right. It's
sexy. I don't see nothing sexy about no man boobs. Y'all off. Haven't seen my wife Peggy there, have you?
Hey, you know what's sexy is that daughter of yours, though.
That's and old Luann, she ain't nothing but my dang old white trash mother-in-law. She's like my mother-in-law's sister's brother's cousin or something.
I see.
You know, the other thing about Jameel is he does use charcoal.
Charcoal, that ain't nothing, boy. I tell you what, I sell nothing but propane and propane accessories. You know what I'm talking about there, boy.
Went from
that's
Texas
the real
to Arkansas.
Stuff there, taste the meat, not the heat. You know what I'm saying?
And what's your name, sir?
This is Jay Bird out of the forum, baby.
And give us your impersonation name as well.
Hank Hill, Arlen, Texas.
There you go. For those of you who may not get the King of the Hill program, which we get here in the United States, I'm going to tell you what, this gentleman has done a fine
that's
impersonation.
A good one.
It is, you guys. That's pretty sweet, you guys. There's nothing better than Hank Hill, you know what I'm saying, guys? Come on. You guys are sweet.
That's a weird George Bush impression.
Right.
Yeah. All right, not too bad. That's a really good, King of the Hill impression. Yeah. And, all right, you're now in the running. And as it stands, you and Brian from Texas are today's winners.
Yeah.
But, we'll see what happens if we get another couple calls before we call
it
quits.
Sounds good.
Thanks, brother.
Good job.
Hey, thanks.
Cheers. There you go. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Nice. You can do impersonations. You can tell a joke. We don't
fart
care.
Fart into the phone. Do something.
I want to hear some singing.
Let's have a little fun with it. 888-401-BEER. And hey, we're just trying to register you to win a conical and try to come up with different ways to do it. So let's have a little fun. Let's do it. Let's get your name in the hat to win one of the conicals from Beer, Beer, and More Beer, sponsored by those folks, and also sponsored by HCA Industries at hcaind.com. Check it out for all your cable and harness needs. Feel like a broadcaster who has to mention sponsors all of a sudden. It's
why would you do that? Why would you feel this way?
Yeah. So you're going to want to check those people
out. Have some.
And you really you've only got this week and next week to register.
You know
and
what?
Who knows what we're going to come up with next
it's week. It's your chance now.
Yeah, this is pretty wide open as far as contests go. There's two really good ones, but
they're the only two, and they've won so far.
Yeah.
Come on now, everybody.
Knock them out of the top spot. Yeah.
Heck, you had 2 weeks to prep your particular skill.
Yeah, I mean, sneeze into the phone for frig's sakes. Come on, do something.
Grow a potato that looks like Lincoln.
Scold your children on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Take them all the way down to Kmart. Yeah. Make it real.
Smack your wife in the face. Do something.
That's right. I just had one come in via Skype that I missed. So, Skyper, call in again. I'll see it this time when you come through. I'll take my phone call, first, and, then we'll do, the Skype portion. So if I miss your call, make sure you call back on the Skype. NH Brewer, you're on the Brewcast. What's happening, my brother? Are you there?
If your talent's sounding like a robot,
he's working
winner.
Up to it.
Yeah. If your talent is a Casio with low batteries, you're doing a great impersonation.
I think he's playing guitar.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, it was there for a little while. And we've lost him?
No, he's putting the guitar down so he can come and talk to the phone.
It's the phone. I'll tell you right now, I did recognize that.
What was it?
Oh, and he's hung up.
Oh.
All right, it was N.H. Brewer. It was a Fish song. And I don't know the name of the Fish song, but it actually is one of my favorites. It's a fantastic song. His audio was real bad in whatever phone mechanism he was using. But that was from N.H. Brewer doing a Fish song.
That's pretty good.
And I did recognize it. I don't know if you've ever heard. It's from one of the only Fish albums I've actually ever bought, and it's a fantastic song. I wish I could remember the name of it so I could tell you all. All right, so there's...
We need Stephanie here to tell us about that.
Let me take the Skype caller, and we'll see what else comes through on the phone. Oh no, my Skype caller was there and then hung up. Here's the deal with Skype. If you call and I answer and I don't talk to you, just hang in there because it means I'm on the phone with somebody else
and I'm ignoring you.
I can only answer it and put you on ignore. So feel comfortable with your ignore status. And
like
no.
I do all the time.
And, yeah, pull yourself a JP and just kind of hang out and wait until somebody...
Welcome to my world.
Actually responds to what's happening. All right, and now are we back to SoCal?
Yeah.
SoCal, what's happening, man?
Okay, first of all, no, I don't smoke crack.
Okay.
But I have periodontal disease. I brush and floss every day, crack-free.
Okay.
Hops must have done this to me.
Yeah, yeah, okay. We'll blame the hops.
How many teeth did you just have to have pulled? Three, four. How many teeth did you have yanked?
No, I was just evaluated. They're gonna pull two wisdom teeth and three regular teeth. Well, one baby tooth that I still have, and then two molars.
Oh, that's nothing, dude. You're fine.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a talent? Expensive. You got a talent for us?
Yes. You know, actually, I'm a powwow singer, and I'm gonna sing a powwow song.
I don't even know. What's a powwow singer?
Native American kind of intertribal dance type of thing.
Anybody can sing that. It's just a bunch of screaming, right?
But I want a conical.
Oh, fair enough. All right, you're in, my brother. Go for it.
All right, you ready? Here we go.
All right.
Got a drum in the background, the whole deal.
I'm fertile too.
This guy says he doesn't smoke crack.
Just a lot of meth. I don't know why they didn't have a written history.
Wow.
Hey.
SoCal, fantastic.
So rep your set. What tribe are you representing on this thing here?
Yeah.
I am a Tarumara, but I learned to sing that song from my old neighbors who were actually Shawnee.
Really?
Oklahoma.
Was that Seinfeld's old girlfriend, Shawnee?
Shawnee. <Yeah. laughs> I'm actually, while you were doing it, I was curious what your new neighbors think of when you practice that song. Are you in an apartment?
No, I'm in a house now with double pane windows.
Ah, you're good then.
Yeah. That was good.
Hey, I'll tell you what, you're definitely in the running. That was that was pretty nice, actually. It started raining here, and that was cool. All right, SoCal, hang in there. We're going to decide a winner on the show today, so you hang out.
All right, thanks, man.
Right on, brother.
That was awesome.
That was pretty cool. I actually don't think he was even... I feel like he actually learned that song from somebody.
Yeah.
Am I retarded, or did he actually... It sounded real.
No, yeah, he sounded really eager to share it with everyone, too, which is
like
kind of cool.
I like the verse and then the chorus.
It's good. Yeah.
You liked all that.
I think the lyrics were powerful to me.
So you guys really liked the structure.
Yes.
Of,
what if it was like a curse song?
Oh no, he just like
you
no.
Know, it was
he's
a
like,
luck,
you know what? F you
it
guys.
Was a luck song that he's gonna win his conical.
He just sang the going out of business song to us.
The may your nuts drop to your ankles song.
Yeah. 888-401-BEER is the number. You can Skype me. I saw someone trying to do that, and I answered you once and you just hung up. So you could do it again and
keep doing
I'll be sure to answer your call. In the meantime, we have another phone call for the Brewing Network's talent show. And the talent show is to win one of two conicals we're giving away on December 17th. Bug Eater, you're on the phone.
Ooh,
what's happening, brother?
Oh, not a whole lot tonight, though I sure do need a conical.
I'm sure you do, and I'll tell you what, if a conical improves your beer, you're going to be well on your way to Pope status, because we already know you brew good beer. So
I'm looking at a Bug Eater barley wine right in front of me.
Yeah, there is one. We got one right here in the studio, as a matter of fact. Well, what are you going to do for your talent, Bug?
Well, I sang for you several months ago. I've got another song for you.
All right, let's do it. Go ahead. The stage is yours.
Okay. You can read it in the morning papers. You can hear it on the radio. How crime is sweeping our nation. This world she's about to blow. We need a nationwide revival to put the love of God in your soul. We need a whole lot more of Jesus and a lot less rock and roll.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
That's an old bird. That's an old tune by the band.
Not bad.
What band?
Well, song about baby Jesus, which kind of goes with Daniela's whole theme today.
Sure is.
That was good, Bug Eater. All right, you are now in the running on today's Brewing Network Talent Show. Hang in there, my friend.
Okay.
All right, dude. Hang on.
Good night.
Good night. No, don't leave, man.
Don't go anywhere. Yeah. Don't go anywhere.
Good night.
What do we got?
Good luck.
Four people in the running now, or is that five?
Five.
I think it's five.
Good night and good luck.
Five
that
people.
That Skype person that keeps hanging up.
Yeah, he hasn't called back since. So the competition's getting tough. 888-401-BEER. You can Skype us at the Brewing Network. And this is the only way that you can register this week, unless you're a podcaster, of course, mm-hmm. which we'll be doing a contest for you as well. So the only way you can register on the live show is to call in and participate in the first official Brewing Network Talent Show.
Now, can they, if they're good at Photoshop, can they email a picture?
No. It's okay. You got to be doing it live, and we're not doing anything
visual.
So, like, I'm really good at bottling, that won't.
No. Yeah.
I can culture yeast.
And that whole, like, Russian dance that you know how to do, and
right.
all that.
The foldy thing with
your
tongue.
If your tongue touches your eyebrows, we can't see it.
Yeah.
But I would invite you down here next show.
All right, Daniela doesn't know if it's Rich or Rick on the phone. Who are we talking to?
Dick.
Rich.
It's Rich. What's up, brother?
Yeah, man, talent show, bro. Need me a conical.
I knew that you'd be calling in and giving us a little music, Rich. What do you got for us today?
Well, so I don't lose my nerve, let's just go.
All right, do it.
Ready?
Go for it.
I want to wake up in a city that never sleeps to find I'm king of the hill. Top of the heap, these little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York.
He's sucking up to your trip.
If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere.
Should change it to Pacheco.
It's up to you, New York, New York.
All right, there you go. I have a feeling you're kissing a little ass since we just came back from New York, Rich.
No, dude.
Doesn't bother us a bit. We like that.
Yeah. In fact,
the sympathy vote.
Yeah. Ah, not too shabby, my friend. You're now in the running for today's talent show. Thank you.
All right, later.
All right, hang in there, and we're going to let everybody know. I got Brian back on Skype, but you can't. What do you got, something else?
Daniel wants me to sing Ring of Fire.
Oh yeah,
what was his first one?
In a
the
burning
tongue twister.
The tongue twister. All right, you want? All right, go ahead, and we'll take the best of either one. Will be
can
your
you
actual
that?
Competitor. Sure, why not?
Taking right. up himself.
I don't care. All right, go ahead, Brian.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for... You know, it's kind of hard to sing and read it.
Hey, try to
down,
sing it and be
down,
hopped up
down
on the
in
the
a
Cooper.
Burning ring of fire.
Hey, the voice was going good so far. It was just the lyric that got you all jumbled up.
Well, I've kind of been drinking all night.
All right, I'm going to hold on to your first one. If you practice that and want to call back, we'll still accept it.
I can try the tongue twister again now that I'm drunker.
Nah, I want to hear Burning Ring of
now,
Fire.
You better stick with your first one because we're going to vote on these, you know. You want to take your best performance. All right, thanks, Brian, and we'll...
I love that song.
Is it your favorite song?
That's my favorite, but I like it.
All right, let's go to Wichita on the phone, who's got a song for us. Wichita, what's happening?
Not much. I'm calling in with a drunken beer song. I'm getting tired of all these songs that have nothing to do about beer. I almost forgot it's a beer show.
Okay.
Don't want
to
forget that.
I appreciate that for getting it back to the beer genre. That's fine by us.
All right. This is called Baby's First Beer Song.
Baby's First Beer?
And this is actually a remake of the original, which was by a fraternity brother of mine.
Okay.
I've tailored it to more craft beer culture than the original was.
All right.
So anyway. A, Alesmith is superb. B, Velvet's looking good. And C, I can't stand Coors Light. And D, I'll take a Dreadnought any day. E, for just about every beer in Europe. And F, hey, I'll take a Foster's too. G, I'm going for a Guinness. But H, Hams won't touch my mouth. And I love beer. J, join me here. Singing, I love beer. Just want to make it clear.
Very nice.
A, kicking it with the Storm King. Or L, the Dark Lord's looking good. M, maybe a 90 minute. But N, Natty Ice is something no one ever should. O, you can't overstate the obvious. That P, the Pliny is looking good. And Q, question any comments that claim that Red Dog doesn't taste like ass. Sing it, I love beer. J, join me here. Singing, I love beer. Just want to make it clear. S, Sam Adams is superb. T, Tecate, it is not. You probably understand that V, I vomit quite a lot. W, when will countries willingly? X, accept that U.S. beer is the best. And why can't chicks understand that the Zima, it just sucks. Singing, I love beer. J, join me here. Singing, I love beer. Just want to make it clear. Singing, I love beer.
Encore.
Just want to make it clear.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Now, Wichita, you wrote that?
I wrote the remake of it. There was actually an original song
remix.
That used, it didn't pull in some of the craft beers.
Okay.
I rewrote it for that purpose.
I tell you what, that's pretty damn good. I might have you redo that for us later in the show. And the only reason I say that is because our connection's so crappy that you poor guy, you're going to have to, because it sounded great. I mean, it's fine. The song's good, but it just is all tinny. I think what we're going to, and I have a feeling we're going to narrow it down to some finalists and have you guys do your talents again. So hang in there.
That'd be good.
I'll try to call on my landline.
Well, either that or I'll call you on Skype, but we'll figure it out.
I'm not on Skype.
No, it doesn't matter. I can call you on your landline. So just get in the, are you in the chat room with Daniela?
Yeah.
All right. Stay in there, and we'll take care of it from there. Just hang in there.
Okay.
All right. Nice work, brother.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.
All right.
That was good. That was very, very creative.
That
you win
on
creativity.
It was good. I'm just concerned that people couldn't hear all of the stuff. That's all I'm talking about. So those of you who had bad phone connections, I don't want you to be hindered by that. So if I have to, I'll Skype you on your landline, and that'll actually make it sound a lot clearer. And maybe when we get down to the finalists, you could do it again.
Yeah, it did kind of sound like a 1930s radio show.
Which was actually kind of cool.
Singing in the tin can.
Yeah. in its own right. 888-401-BEER is the number, and we're looking for your talents today to help us figure out our two conical registrants on this week's show. And I think we got another one.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Is that your talent?
See them there standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, ones as big as your head.
You should go to the doctor's.
That's Doc's talent of the day. Ryan, you're on with the Brewcasters. What's happening?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. Another weird 1950s connection we got going on here. Let me ask you, Ryan, are you calling from a cell phone?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. I'm starting to get the pattern here. People who call from cell phones, you're going to sound a lot worse than folks who sound from a dial-up line.
So your talent might be diminished.
So just to let you know, if it is an 800 number, so anybody who wants to call the 888-401-BEER number from your landline, you're probably going to sound a little better.
But we can still spot talent.
We can still hear you, Ryan. So what's your talent for today?
My talent is a guitar solo.
Nice. All right.
Okay, now see... Do you have a landline?
You know, I do, but it's nowhere near my guitar amp.
Okay. All right, go for it. We'll give it a go.
All right, I'll throw it out there, and I'll just kind of let you hear it, and we'll hope for the best.
Okay, good enough.
Yeah.
Ryan with a guitar solo. Go ahead. I like that sound.
Yeah, he's just plugging it in.
He's gearing it up.
Sounds like a cell phone isn't anywhere near as good either.
Just the same thing.
He's like, because of his wife, he's like out on the sidewalk. He's like two blocks away from his house at some outlet on a telephone pole. That's a good effort, but it's dead air.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just wait for him to get back.
Well, at least we know his talent isn't being a roadie.
That's true. The couple of notes I can hear don't
you
sound
high
terrible.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
It makes me, I really want to know what's
yeah.
going on there.
Yeah.
Is he in the chat room with you, Daniela?
I don't know.
Probably not right this
There's
second.
There's not a Ryan.
His fingers are on his axe. He's not playing with the mouse.
Because I might Skype him back on his cell and see if we can't pick that up.
Because, you know.
Doesn't seem like you can't pick up anything.
I like that it's like a... It's like a 30-minute solo.
Yeah. He plays for the dead.
It's a Jimmy
Hendrix. Comfortably numb.
He's playing Freebird as his talent.
Willie, hear that?
No.
We heard nothing.
Now we were making funny the whole time because we can't hear anything.
Oh, we heard some of the high notes, but that was about it. How far away was your phone, brother?
Yeah. Where'd you put your phone?
I had the whole thing cranked and everything.
All right.
It went up to 11.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
You're going to give Daniela your phone number.
Okay.
And I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
Where are you at? You're in the U.S.?
Yeah, I'm in Washington.
Okay. Give her your phone number. I'm going to call you back. We're going to try it one more time.
We're very intrigued.
And
with
yeah, because the two or three notes we heard, you know, sounded good.
Yeah, in key and everything.
Yeah, we were able to pick them up.
Well, that's a good thing. Okay, great.
So hang on. Don't hang up. Hang on 1 second. She's going to get your phone number.
I won't.
All right, don't hang up. Okay, so... Let's try for that.
He was not the AV guy in high school.
No, he definitely, he can play the guitar, but he was never the guy running the PA.
You know? Or setting up the projector.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll try to get that number. And, yeah, so again, word to the wise folks, if you got a landline, that's what you're gonna need to call in on. Of course, Skype is real nice and clear. But we want to make sure that we get your talents because,
cell phone bites.
Yeah. So it just sounds weird.
Yeah. We know you have talent. We can spot it. We can smell it.
We can smell your talent.
Man, you gotta bring it home.
So let's, get the numbers and call people back and see if we can, get these talents out to the world.
Yes.
And then decide who our winner, is.
Do we have any beer here?
Yeah, in the meantime, I guess we'll take a little break and we'll start to evaluate the people that we have, on here so far.
Yes,
and
closed conference.
We'll finish up our entire contest when we come back and then we'll figure out who our two, registrants are for today. We'll also let you know, how you're gonna register this week as a podcaster.
This is close, I gotta tell you.
There's a lot of good talents coming through here. So hang in there, everybody. It's 888-401-BEER, and we'll be right back with more of the Brewing Network Talent Show.
You're listening to the Brewcasters. and the Brewing Network.
Ivan the Terrible. Yeah, too foreboding. Louis the 16th? Not too popular. Hey, dude, what's up?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to come up with a new name for the Brewing Network Sunday show.
Really?
Yeah. They're accepting entries. You know, from now till December 10th, the five best names will be entered for a chance to win one of the two conicals being given away by Beer, Beer, and More Beer and HCA Industries.
I don't think that's what they mean.
Buster. I had a cat named Buster.
Dude, they're not going to name the Sunday show after your stupid cat.
Roy.
Are you feeling okay?
Jim Bob?
You're mental.
Sally.
Dude, you're supposed to come up with a fun and entertaining way of naming the show, not name the show.
Dipstick, a kraut, and a drunk dentist.
The Brewing Network Comical Christmas Giveaway. Name the show for your chance to win between now and December 10th.
I'm on. Thank God, not a moment too soon.
There's no one in the room, right?
Yeah.
All right. That's a really hard line.
You wrote it.
What's with the ABBA cast dream?
God damn it.
Oh, these are really hard. I'm just going to have to do this a bunch of times.
Who wrote this shit?
You know what? Go ahead and start me over. And just trash that whole take.
Hit that fucking whirlpool, by grossly.
Holy shit. I need some air.
Damn, my yeast will not proof in my... Blah, 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 blah.
Oh my God, I'm so white.
Okay.
Proof and fucking boobs, being rude, and my kid pulled the leg out to save that a whole lot faster. This whole chat room I want now, Justin. Shit, that's a lot of words. 50G, why don't you push eject me? I'm screaming Gucci when D pushes me off the screen.
Ow.
I'm screaming Gucci when D pushes me off the screen. Jum, blah, blah. That's the end of that.
Then we're off into the pseudo chorus.
I just got booted out of the chat room.
I was so in the groove on the last one. That was crap.
Holy shit, I just got booted out of the fucking chat room.
Did you have to laugh?
Sweet shit that likes life and aerobic. Damn, but you still not proof and I'm out of air. Doc's little boys in my ear screaming. I realize that I'm missing two whole bars of lyrics. Damn, play useful not proof and fucking boobs being rude, my kid. That one's impossible. Think I can't think, but then I hear Doc's little voice in my ear.
This is where it just goes and falls apart. I don't know how this worked in my head.
Motherfucker, drink!
Drink! Aw, oh, man, that's deep. Yeah, that always kind of irked me. Drink!
That part's easy. It's how do I fit all that other crap in there? Alright, that's probably good enough for now. Oh, that's funny. Is that you? Oh, that's me.
Shit.
I'm throwing down an angry rap song. Oh, what time is it? Probably within the next 20 minutes. I love you, sweetie. Okay, running out of time.
Just got booted out of that chat room.
That's the gay version.
Okay, don't even think about putting that on there. This is just pathetic, isn't it?
Look at the two jerk-offs.
I bet I don't have like a good ripping fart right now or something.
Wait, I'm actually touching cloth.
Doc's little voice in my head screaming.
Are you doing that friendly man?
Kill JP.
It really sounds like I'm on the pot, doesn't it?
I think it does.
Oh, let's just spend, take a crap.
I'm out.
I like the dog. Did you cut the dip too? Don't let me show you my dip. I like it though.
Maybe you can come on and see us. Maybe you can come on and see us.
I like it though. Alcohol is a time continuous thing. It just like squishes it down. I like it though.
Again?
Okay. Alcohol is a time continuum thing. It just like squishes it down. I like it though. I'm empty again.
Did you cut the dip too?
I'm empty again.
Did you cut the dip too?
I like it though.
What do
are we doing? And let everybody know what we're doing.
Yeah.
As soon as we know what we're doing. I like it.
You're listening to Three Guys.
Excuse me, what about me?
Sorry.
You're listening to Three Guys and One Girl. Use a radio show as an excuse to drink more beer. The Brewcasters on the Brewing Network.
All right, we are back with the talent portion of our program, trying to register two people to win a Conical. You got to call in with whatever your talent may be. We don't care. We don't discriminate around here. You can burp, fart, as JP would like to hear.
I would love to hear that.
Whatever you want to do. 888-401-BEER is the number, and we're happy to take any form of talent. Let's go to Chaos, who's on the phone, who I think has a little poetry for us. Chaos, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you, my brother?
I'm doing pretty good.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montana.
All right. And you got some poetry?
Well, of sorts. I can't really sing, so I'm just going to kind of call it poetry.
Hey, that's good enough. You don't have to sing for this talent show. That's
okay, this is Making a Deal with the Devil for Beer.
Okay, and is it original, I need to know?
No, not at all. This is by Frank Zappa.
Okay, there we go. Go right ahead.
You ready?
We're ready.
Well, you're goddamned right, you son of a whore. Just what the hell you think I learned writing for? Give me that pencil, bet your ass I will sign, because I need a beer and it's titty squeezing time.
Very nice.
That is highly offensive, but nice.
Yeah.
That's not offensive.
No, not at all.
Titty squeezing time?
It's just truthful.
There's nothing offensive about titty squeezing
observation.
Time.
Observation.
Titties and beer are like... the nectar of God.
And let's face it, occasionally it is titty.
They go together.
Oh, yeah.
Occasionally.
Like, like peas and carrots. They go together.
If nothing else, they ought to get drunk of the week.
I like it, though.
That was very cool. Hang in there, Chaos. You're now in the running.
All right.
All right, my brother. Hang on. Don't just stay tuned. We'll be announcing the two winners by the end.
Okay, just hang on in the chat room. And
yeah, just hang out in the chat room. Hang up. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Bye. All right, brother. Thanks, Chaos from Montana. That's a great bit of poetry. And let's see. Now, let me try to call back the Ryan, our guitar solo, and see if we can't get a clearer connection for that one, because we want everyone to be able to do their talents here. We just got to find the best way to get them all out there. So as we're doing that, we're about to open a beer that I brought it back from New York with us. Turns out I could buy it here because I just saw it at the bottle shop today.
You thought it was so cool.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Do you have that?
Turns out.
Well, I hadn't seen it here.
Justin says, can you get that? And it goes, yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought Daniela would like it a lot. I got it for you, Daniela.
You're cute.
It's Cuvée Renée from Lindemann's. And we've seen lots of Lindemann's out here, but I've never seen this one.
It's a bit more sour than your general Lindemann's.
Good, because that's what I was looking for. Daniela and I are real into the sour ones now.
Really, really into them.
So this is their Goose Lambic.
I think I have to say that those sour beers are my favorite beers now out of all.
You know what I find is that I actually crave them more than any other beer.
First thing in the morning?
Well, yeah, it's like 6 a.m.
They're thirst-quenching beers.
No, but whereas before I could go, I could go for a pale ale or a Belgian would be nice and a lot of things like that. A Lambic, I'll actually be in the middle of a drinking session, whatever we're out doing, and I'll literally crave a sour beer. It cleans. It just seems to me to. Is that weird? Does that make any sense?
Nah, it's like crack.
Yeah.
It is. They're like crack.
I think with a lot of things, with some foods too. It's like you kind of get on a kick, and it you want something still to drink, but you want to kind of clear the palate. You want something, and that just sounds really good, and you lock in on that, and that's what you have to have in order to continue.
Ooh, and that's it's nice and sour.
Yeah, but this is not a beer you give your Coors buddies to.
No, not the sours. That's a good one. Hey, Ryan, are you there?
I am.
All right, hang on a second, because we're talking beer for a minute, so don't hang up.
We do that from time to time.
Do you guys know what a gleek is?
Yeah. Can I do it for you?
All right, I'm a gleeker, even when I'm talking normally. When I drink sour stuff, I can gleek across, like, the continent.
I love Sour Patch Kids for that reason, man.
This is, see.
Well, patients do it at me all the time.
I found that the whole time we were out sort of traveling around the East Coast and trying different beers, and I really wanted to get a feel for the East Coast brewers and things like that. Well, I found myself the whole time, I'd be in the middle of the, you know, we'd be at a bar or whatever, we've tried a few, and I'd always go back to it. I'd just be craving, and I'd go to the bartender, I'd say, give me the most sour beer that you have on the menu. Yeah. Like the one that's the most like feet and dirty gine that you got.
And like cork and...
Yeah.
Yeah, 'cause this one's kinda corky.
Like whatever you got is...
And the one most people hate.
This one's nice.
The most hated beer in the bar.
Yeah.
Give me that one.
How do you like it, Danielle?
Oh, I love it. And that's my thing. And you would think, okay, those beers are kind of pricey. Can't always go out and order those sour beers.
It's true.
It's true, but at the same token, you enjoy them slower. It's a slower pace that you drink those beers. You share them usually with somebody else, like one bottle, two glasses.
Yeah.
And then I don't find it too expensive anymore for what you get actually out of it. I think it's totally worth it. Every single cent that beer cost.
How were the sour beer farts after, though?
I don't have them.
You get like three or four of these and you don't get a sour beer fart.
What
the hell's wrong with you?
I don't.
See, I don't know the difference with me because I get any
beer. You get sour beer farts in general.
Yeah, like whatever. Like, sour beer. It could have been the burrito I had that night or the I have no idea.
Yeah.
That's why you're not allowed to have
burritos. The 12 beers before the sour one.
Yeah, I didn't know there were specific beer farts.
Where is Lindemann located?
Oh, yeah, dark beer or... Much worse.
They're Belgium, I think.
Right, but where in Belgium do you know?
The Belgian part.
The French
it
part.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, this one's actually from Seattle, Washington.
No, it's imported.
That's
by
who imports it.
But it's nice sour where it doesn't linger. I mean, it's sour when you're drinking it, and as soon as you're done, it goes away. It doesn't just lay.
You get like a citrus note kind of thing still in the saliva in your mouth, but it's not. It's not like an hour long pucker.
It's clean.
It goes.
It's acidic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a palate clearer.
See, and here I thought maybe that was just me being kind of retarded that it would clear my palate. But that's what I really feel like.
It's very dry.
Yeah.
Very, very dry.
Yeah.
I mean, there's sweetness at the front, but it just clears out like it's very dry. And the fruit's there.
Yeah.
Right at the front. And that sourness... And it just goes away.
What fruit is this that we're tasting?
It tastes like peach.
Yeah, I think it might be a little peach in there. I know this is their
fruit lambic?
This is their Grand Cru. It is spontaneously fermented.
Mm-hmm. It's very little, if anything. It's not your fruit lambic, though.
I get more cork than peach.
And you know what? I prefer that over the really fruity.
It actually almost tastes like apples. So I'm going to go more with apples, like the palm.
Whoa.
Sorry, listener.
That was a good one, man.
It's the first time I've ever outright coughed on
you. Did you gob over there?
My apologies.
Can you pass me that bottle, please?
It's all out, I think.
Well, I just want to read the label.
No, I thought you wanted to drink some more. All right, let's go back to our talent show.
Okay.
And we'll go to Ryan, who I've got on Skype now, just to see if we can't hear what's happening there. Ryan, you still there?
I am.
Okay.
Bring the heat, Ryan.
I am.
Here's what I'm going to recommend. I'm going to go ahead and say either put your cell phone not right next to that speaker, or...
Actually, we're on a landline now.
Now you're on a landline. Okay.
Hit a couple notes and let's see.
Yeah, let's test it before you do your full thing.
Hold on. Okay. Hold on one sec. Okay.
Couple
testing
of...
Testing 1, 2, 3. Hold on.
Couple of...
Sibilance. Test.
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
There you go.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear some rock and roll, my brother.
Okay, here we go.
Do it.
This is total improv. I just heard that you guys were doing a talent show, and here we are.
Okay, we'll accept it.
Ryan kind of sounds like Push on the phone.
Sounds like the game.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very nice.
It sounded great. So, all right.
Was that basement reverb I heard?
Yeah.
I just threw it all. I turned it all to 11.
Awesome.
Ace one.
That was
it
awesome.
Goes to 11.
I'm going to throw out right now that one of your guitar idols is the Eddie Van Halen. Am I right?
Gotta love Eddie.
Because you got that, you do the same scream interim notes that Eddie likes to do.
Yep.
You know, like in between the hard notes, the sweet spots, you do the scream.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's
and
right.
A little AC/DC thrown in there too.
Of course.
Oh yeah, gotta love AC/DC.
All right, I'm glad we called you back because that sounded a lot better, and it would have been a shame not to get that talent on the air.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, great.
All right.
I'm in the running.
Hang in there. You're now in the running, and stay tuned. We're gonna announce the two winners tonight, so just
you could
just,
have a conical, buddy.
Stay tuned. We
never know.
Excellent.
Might be calling you back.
Oh, excellent. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, nice.
Thanks,
work.
Man. We should call him back and then have him play us out today at the end of the show.
Yeah, that was
just wail on his axe for just 5 minutes.
I know. You know this.
Just keep him there.
His neighbors are hating it.
No, he's in the basement. I heard basement reverb. Mom's
That's
basement.
Very good.
Trying to.
That's the worst basement. It's Mom's basement.
I had Phil from Brazil call in.
Brazil?
Phil from Brazil?
Did he
like the muscles from Brussels?
Did he get registered yet?
No, I don't think so.
He just tried a couple times, right?
Unless he qualified with one of the archives.
Hey, Phil, you there? Yeah. Hey,
yeah,
Phil.
A little bit.
Yep.
I see your whole video thing you got going on now, too, huh? Yeah. You might have to turn the video off.
It looks like he's shaving. Okay.
There you go. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's better. Yeah, the video makes things too slow. In fact, all Skypers, make sure you don't have your video thing on. A, because
we don't want to really don't see you.
We don't want to see you. And two, it slows everything down too, and it makes for bad radio.
My talent is shaving.
We do it
I
enough
shave
ourselves.
Other people.
Phil, have you got a talent? Phil, have you registered yet?
No.
You just tried a couple times, right?
Yeah.
No, he was actually trying to get all the rules down before he actually
tried
to...
Yeah, that's true. No, but he was involved a couple of times. I mean, I'm okay with multiple trying. That doesn't bother... I just wanted to make sure we didn't register you yet. Have you got a talent, sir?
Yep.
What do you got?
I'm going to try a couple jokes and then the McDonald's song in Portuguese.
That's
sweet.
It'd be better if you weren't just banging two Brazils at the same time.
Yeah.
That'd be a good talent.
Yeah, where's your banging two Brazilians talent?
I can eat a handful of cocoa leaves and bang a bunch of Brazilian chicks.
Yeah. Sorry. Don't worry about JP. He just has a extensive...
He's got this vision of everybody in Brazil. They're wearing Speedos and eating cocoa leaves.
Plus his extensive video collection.
And we're all roping cows and stuff up here.
We're surfing
America.
And smoking, bro.
Smoking, bro. Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Phil. The floor is yours.
Okay. I'll start with the song. Here it goes. Dois hambúrgueres, alface, queijo, molho especial, cebola e picles num pão com gergelim. É Big Mac, Big Mac.
Was that the McDonald's song?
It was a Big Mac song.
Big now, Mac, which, yeah. I heard Big Mac.
Oh, is that the...
two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, sesame seed bun.
Okay.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, on a sesame seed bun.
Ah. So. All right, do it once more, Phil, now that we all know what that is. Do that one once more.
Okay, I'll try to go slowly.
No, don't do that. Do it fast. That's fine.
Okay. Dois hambúrgueres, alface, queijo, molho especial, cebola e picles, num pão de gergelim. É Big Mac, Big Mac.
Did you understand it?
Big Mac, Big Mac.
Muy especial, very special, Big Mac. Right?
Yep.
So what do you call a quarter pounder down there? La Royale with cheese?
We call it Royal TS.
We call it a whore.
No, because you're on the metric system. I'll
let him
answer.
Can't
be a quarter pounder.
What is it that you call it down there, Phil?
Quarteirão com queijo.
That's quarter pounder.
Yeah, probably.
Brazilian, right?
La Royale.
Portuguese. Sweetheart.
Whatever. Brazilian. Portuguese.
Brazilian. Did you just say Brazilian?
I think so. I think I was like, yeah.
Yeah, they speak Brazilian down
speaking
there.
Brazilian. All right, and now you've got jokes for us too, right, Phil?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a two-part.
I got two of them.
Okay, go ahead.
So, there were three people on the plane, an American, a French, and a Brazilian. They went for a trip around the world. And when it came to New York, the American puts the hand out of the window and said, we're in America. And the other two goes like, how do you know? And then I just slipped my hand through to the Statue of Liberty. And then, you know, oh, okay. So when they got to France, the French puts the hand out of the window and said, so we're in France. And the other two asked, how do you know? And I just put my hand on it. I touched the Eiffel Tower.
Uh-huh.
Then when they got to Brazil, the Brazilian puts his hand out the window and said, we're in Brazil. And the other two goes, like, how do you know? And he says, that's because they stole my watch.
All right.
Sounds like you've been to Pacheco, too.
Very nice. Very nice. I like that one, Phil. All right, what's your other joke?
If it's
not better than that one, you might want to stop there, because that's a good joke.
I'd like to hear another Brazilian joke.
It's actually exactly the opposite.
Okay,
so,
go ahead.
I dedicate this one to Danielle.
Okay.
So a Brazilian is taking his breakfast in the morning, and a typical American, like chewing gum and all, he sits next to him, and the Brazilian's not very interested in this American guy, but the American is just pissed a little bit, and he starts making conversation. Do you eat this whole bread? He asks. The Brazilian, in a bad mood, answer is like, sure. And the American, we don't. We just eat the inside and the crust. We just start saving it together in a container.
Yeah.
Then we process, transforming it across some. We sell it to Brazil. And then the Brazilian listens quietly. But the American insists, like, do you eat the jam with the bread? And the Brazilian goes, sure. And the American goes again, we don't. We just eat fresh fruit in the breakfast. We throw the pills and the seeds and all the shit in the containers. Then we process into jam and we sell it to Brazil. Then the Brazilian just kind of gets pissed, and he goes, so what do you do with the condoms after you use? And the Americans, we throw them out, of course. And then the Brazilian goes, well, we don't. We just save it together. We put in the containers. We process, and we transform it to guns. We sell it to the United States.
Very nice. I like.
Chiclets. That's what the chiclets are made of.
Yeah.
Chiclet.
All right, Phil, that's a great job, man.
Yeah.
You are now in the running to possibly be registered this week.
So. Yeah, thanks, man.
All right, hang in there. Keep tuned, because we're going to announce the winners today.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Phil.
Bye.
That was a good job.
Yeah, that's...
Thanks. That's nice.
That's very cool. Okay, Rich is back on the phone with us. What's happening?
Well, you know, I thought I'd play a little bass for y'all, you know.
The slap bass?
Now,
yeah, I can't. No, not slap. Well, maybe I can't sing worth a shit. So, you know, I thought I'd do something that I have a little talent.
All right, listen. But, now you're only going to get
so
one. We're only going to take one of these because you already did the song, and now you're going to do the bass. So,
well, whichever one you like better.
We'll pick the better of the two and put it in the running. Okay.
I think so.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
I think that's a good idea.
First, we should probably do a sound check. Can you hear that?
I can hear it
a little bit.
Does it sound okay, or is it clipped or anything?
Do it again. Give me a couple more notes. No clipping, you're fine.
D-A-C?
Okay.
Go to an E. Okay.
Fair enough. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm going to put the phone down. Hold tight.
All right. We're just going to wait here.
Or hear it at all, by the way.
He's a jazz guy.
Yep.
Should have Ryan and this guy get together.
Right now, I think they've actually downloaded the French podcast version of our show.
It's Electric Company.
All right.
There you go.
I'm gonna go around the room here. I'll start with myself. I'm gonna keep your song as my number. Not that your bass wasn't good, but it was a little too French jazz for my taste.
There's no such thing as French jazz.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
No, there's no such thing as good French jazz.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and keep your song as mine. But we'll take it around the room and then figure out which one's still in the running. So that's one vote for his first submission. Daniela, what would you vote?
Bass.
The bass, okay. JP.
I, too, would also vote the bass.
The bass, and Dr. Scott?
I miss the bass.
Okay, so the bass is now your submission.
That's probably a good thing, but man, because that song thing was rough, dude.
Yeah. Why? I got to ask, then, why did
you
sing
first?
Was
that your first choice?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
To sing first?
Yeah.
Well, because I'm a multi-instrumentalist, and singing is my least skill. So I get to practice on you guys.
That's very nice.
And all it's online is a conical.
Yeah. We're like everybody's guinea pig for things they suck at.
Hey, test this.
Wait a minute. The conical has something to do with this?
Yeah, you know.
All right, Rich. Your bass playing is now in the running. Hang in there.
All right, later, dude.
Thanks, brother. Okay, 888-401-BEER. It's getting down to the wire. We're probably only going to take a couple of more submissions. So if you have a talent, you either Skype us at The Brewing Network or call us at 888-401-BEER. How are we looking so far? How many registrants do we have?
Quite a few.
Eight, nine.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm counting 10.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all we right. have to vote then. I want to talk about East Coast beer now.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of the blue.
Let me explain just real quick how this voting is going to work on the people that we have, and then we'll get into East Coast beer. So since there's four of us in the room to vote, and we need a fifth voter, and it's a listener-driven show, the chat room is actually going to have the fifth vote. So what we're going to do is end up listing all of our contestants and what they did in the chat room there. And you folks in the chat room are going to be able to be the fifth vote. And then we will each have an individual vote here in the studio. And keep in mind, there will actually be two winners. That's two contestants
count
today
two.
That will be two. Registered to win a conical. And
that's
then
right.
We'll still let you podcasters know how you are going to register this week, too. And I think you are all going to like it very much, how your registration is going to take place. Okay, Daniela wants to start talking about East Coast beer, and I can't say I blame her because it was a heck of an experience.
I just saw that picture of you hugging that store.
Did you see that?
That was cool. All
Daniela's right. voice has changed.
Yeah. Here is the story. We were walking through... what was that?
Well, we had gone from Soho in New York City to the Bargain District,
right.
Which you would expect we'd spend a good amount of time in.
Yeah.
miserable Justin, because I was looking at all the stores, all the shoes,
anything leather, I'll bet.
But all the shopping.
He would not let me go into one of those stores. I could just window shop at
Well,
those
and they
stores.
Had stuff on the
and
on
they
the
did,
outside.
And he gave me a couple of minutes, but not very patient. I was doing my photography, not very patient.
You did it wrong.
We kept it moving.
You find a beer place, you say, you got half an hour,
yeah.
I'll be here.
We hadn't found the beer place till after.
No, and I want him to be with me because I need him to like those
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Too.
I got to be like, oh, that's nice, that's nice. I got
to
do the whole, like, confirmation thing.
No, you have to make him
ass.
You go find a beer place.
Yeah.
You sit him down.
She's not into
that. And you
that.
Say, okay, you go, you got half an hour, you find some things you like, and then drag me back out. And I'll look at the things you...
No, because
I don't want to look at everything you've picked out. No, I want to look at your favorite thing.
And I would agree with you. The problem with Daniela, and at the same time, the best thing about Daniela is that she wants to be at the beer place,
right.
too.
Right. I don't want to miss out on the beer place.
Yeah, so
then she'd pick out some things a lot faster now, wouldn't she?
All right, so go
well,
on.
Anyways, walking through beautiful New York, Justin, all miserable, grumpy, and then he sees...
I'm grumpy with him just thinking about that.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
And then his eyes start sparkling, and he sees the beer store.
Yeah, this great...
really
beer.
Far away, even still. We were on the other block.
I saw it from three blocks away and around the corner.
So we had to go to that beer store. We spent
wait, because it says on the sign, I got to talk about the sign. It says like International Beer Distributors Incorporated or something. The sign's on the blog right now. If you look at our blog, you've got the picture of it. So just seeing that, I was like, well, okay.
Gotta see that.
I gotta at least have a look. And the last time I was in New York, I wasn't too impressed with the beer selection, but this says International Beer Distributors.
International.
And it says since like 1968 they've been doing this. So
longer than you've been alive.
Exactly. They have some connections.
They got something.
Yeah.
And so.
Longer than all you've been alive.
So we go. We walk in there, and instant gratification.
Instant Bonerville.
Oh man, was this place awesome.
This was one happy
Did they have
happy
things
Justin.
Cold too?
No.
Yes, they did. They had a little section where
tiny. Most of it was on the shelf, but we were headed to my brother's house from New York City that night. So we needed stuff for the next day. We needed stuff for Thanksgiving. So we didn't care that it was on the shelf necessarily, especially because their best selection was their Belgian and sour beer selection. Now they had a great selection overall. Don't get me wrong, but they're Belgian, they're sour, so I wasn't too concerned about it sitting on the shelf.
They had an international selection. They had it after countries, Belgium, Great Britain, Germany, the United States, East Coast, West Coast. It was unbelievable. That was one of the most beautiful stores, beer stores I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Great selection, great. Just the winter brews they had in the offer. I don't know, probably like 30 different winter brews only. We found the Sammy Claus there when we were talking about this Swiss beer the other day.
Yeah, that was there.
That was there. Just everything, anything that you could think of. Oh, maybe I want to try this brewery. They had it. We found it.
We found it.
And of course, we bought a bunch. We bought, I don't know, maybe 12 different beers.
Yeah, we bought a bunch of different beers.
Nice. Well, you got occasions.
Yeah. That was an occasion. My brother was going all out, kind of cooking the meal and all these different courses. So we figured the best we could do is bring beer to kind of pair and taste too.
Just needed a reason.
It just needed a reason, exactly. And, you know, put it on the credit card and went for it. But it was really amazing. And now I said this on the FM show today, Doc, so you were there. And I want to say this on this show for those who don't listen to the FM show. Especially because people accuse me all the time of being a West Coast snob and sticking up for our beer out here all the time, and which isn't the case. I just happen to be highly exposed to our beer. Here's where the East Coast is beating the West Coast. Not necessarily in quality of beer, but quality of variety of beer. Every beer store I went into not only had our West Coast beers, but had the East Coast beers, and had European beers, and had more Belgians than I've ever seen, and had more of a variety of all sorts of beers than any of our stores. And our stores, I always sort of prided ourselves in here on the West Coast because of our variety, but it turns out our variety it's not strictly limited to the West Coast, but it's pretty biased toward the West Coast.
Yeah.
And I know why. We have a lot of great beer that's available, and it's readily available. It's easy to get.
Well, it's also distribution. I mean, you can't get what you can't buy.
There's a little thing called the Panama Canal.
Right. But on the East Coast, and here's where I would stick up for the East Coast, because I could agree with both of you. Yes, it's harder to get through the canal. We have this variety of great beer on the West Coast, this whole thing. And so I would kind of stick up for our people buying beer, except that on the East Coast, like I said, they have a bunch of our West Coast beers, plus their East Coast beers, plus the stuff from across the Atlantic. Right. When you go to our stores here, we have all of our West Coast beers, very little East Coast beers.
Yep.
Let's face it, very, very little East Coast beers.
We just can't get them. We love them.
But very little. And then we get a bunch of European beers here too.
Yeah.
But we're lacking the East Coast beers. And over there, they got it all. They got West, East, Europe, the whole thing.
It all comes down to the almighty dollar and how much it takes to get them on the shelf.
And the people who distribute and where they distribute and, you know, the whole bit.
And we're not the most subtle coast as far as flavor and stuff goes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we stick
so
to
I
our
think I think that's a lot to with it, too. Yeah, people don't know the flavors and stuff like that. And we're getting there. But
it's
East Coast has
around.
Had a few years on us, so it's good.
But you gotta say that West Coast beers are not represented that well on the East Coast shops and everything. I mean, you find them.
There was a lot. Actually, I was very surprised at how well represented we were.
But I thought even be more because when you live here, Russian River was there. There was
not every place.
Lagunitas was there.
Lagunitas Rogue was there quite a bit.
Rogue was there. There was some, but when you live on the West Coast, you are so consumed with the how great this beer here is, and you would think you find it everywhere in masses, but you don't.
But you don't.
Yeah. I was really. It was surprising and astonishing to me, and it was a great experience to see how many great breweries are there and what a nice selection they have and how open their horizons are for all the other beers, too.
Exactly.
I really like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I was talking to my friend who works at Pizza Port in down south, a really good brewery, and I said, you know, they took over Stone's old production facility. So they're pumping, they're cranking beer out, and they're being distributed everywhere. They're distributed in New York, but not in Northern California.
Yeah.
So it's also the distribution chains and stuff, too. It depends on who wants to pick it up and stuff. But that also goes for the willingness of New York to get our crap.
Sure. And to accept a variety of beer.
Yeah, Northern California, I don't know what the hell's wrong with this. Why did you both just stand up?
Are we all standing up?
Everybody stand up. We're taking a break.
Oh, okay.
No, I just was standing up because I got some buttons to push, and it's easier to push
them
when I'm standing up.
Well, I want to do it, too. Hold on. Push the buttons.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I am now closing the talent show. The talent show is closed. You've all had ample opportunity to participate. We do appreciate those of you who have done
big
so.
Hand for
absolutely. Every participant who called in to participate in this thing was just fantastic. And what we are going to do now is narrow it down to our finalists over the break.
Yes.
And when we come back, we will give the chat room a vote and figure out who our two registrants for the Conical are today. So I want to thank every single person for calling in and giving us their very special talent.
Yep.
And our decision is final.
That's right. Hang in there. We'll be right back and we'll announce the winners. You're tuned to the Brewcast.
You're listening to the Brewcasters.
The Brewcasters
on the Brewing Network.
Somewhere in Bad Derma, Turkey.
Damn, Abacast stream. Haha, that Bob.
Kellebec, what you do?
Oh, hello, Diogo. I am in Brewing Network chat room trying to win Conical Fermenter.
Brewing Network? Aren't that American pigs we hack into did you say Conical Fermenter?
Yes. 12-gallon stainless steel from Beer Beer and More Beer. Oh, and second one from HCA Industries.
How you win?
4 ways to win. Listen to live show, participate in chat, listen to archive, and submit name of Sunday live show. Last day to qualify is December 10th.
Why you don't just hack homepage again?
Our website's still broken from last reprisal. Now, I just win Conical and call it even.
Good idea.
The Brewing Network Conical Christmas Giveaway, sponsored by morebeer.com and hcaind.com. Don't miss your chance to qualify to win, only from the Brewing Network.
Well, beer, we've had some great times. When I was 17, I drank some very good beer. I drank some very good beer I purchased with a fake ID. My name was Brian McKee. I stayed up listening to Queen when I was 17.
slow.
I missed my turn. Which way do I go?
Get out of the car. You're going to jail.
No. D-E-E-Y. Too dumb to think about it. Might as well try. Cocaine shirt late 4th of July.
Walk the line. Heel to toe. Tilt your head back and touch your nose.
What?
Walk the line. Heel to toe.
Don't do this.
Tilt your head back and touch your nose.
What?
Walk the line. Heel to toe. Tilt your head back and touch your nose. Recite backwards the alphabet.
Up yours, pig. You do that shit.
D-E-E-Y.
Walk in line, heel to toe, tilt my head back and I touch my nose. Walk in line, heel to toe, better get far and go, Duke, go.
It is what it is. We are back on the Brewing Network, and we're having a tough time here because we're tallying our votes for the talent show.
You were so good.
Everyone was so good.
I'm just excited we have now filler music from everyone doing this. Take little clips and intros and outros, man. Yeah.
A good point.
You can also use it for a lunch mate.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we need all the filler we can get.
Exactly.
I thought it was all filler. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what's going to happen.
Good plug.
How many contestants do we have, Danielle?
We have 10.
We have 10 contestants. 10 of you grew a pair tonight and called in and gave us your talent, which we gave you 2 weeks to develop from last week's show.
And develop your talent.
We appreciate that.
And we have developed.
Yeah. Two of the 10, which are some pretty decent odds. You know, 2 of the 10 are actually going to be qualified today to win a conical. And I think what we've cast our votes here in the studio. Right now, the chat room is going to be able to vote as well. So basically, in two words, Daniela is going to type into the chat room. She's going to type the name of the person and their talent. So, for example, it would be, even if she has to use three words, it might be Phil, McDonald's and joke.
Right.
Okay, so that you guys know which talent we're talking about. So go ahead and do that, Daniela.
JP and hand job.
Type those in. And you folks in the chat room are going to cast your votes for two people. You only get to vote for two of the 10 people that she puts in there, okay? Please keep that in mind. Only vote for two, and then Daniela will have the extremely daunting task of looking through the chat room and seeing who it goes to.
Tallying it up.
Yeah. Now, I will open the chat room for the votes and then close it again, because otherwise it's going to be impossible.
Fair enough.
Because I lose the screen so fast.
Type them all in.
And I'm going to announce one person in the chat who's going to help me with this extremely difficult task of counting.
Okay.
And that is going to be Birthday Kid Crotchrot.
Crotchrot, please help us count. And pick somebody else to help you count, too. Can we do that? Because
yes,
it'll help. Let's get another counter in there.
Let's see. We're going to do...
Preferably somebody sober.
Somebody, okay, impossible. How about we do our sponsor, H2?
Okay, H2 and Crotch Rot, you two are going to, would you please do us the favor of helping us count the votes? Daniela will now type in the name and the talent that they did. You need to cast your vote for only two of them, and please just type back the name and the talent. So that there's no, don't make your own paraphrase of who
happen.
It was, so that Daniela and Crotch Rot and H2 have to figure out who you're talking about. Just type what she does.
It might be pretty hard for you, Crotch. You're turning, what, 82 today, but you can
is today his actual birthday?
No, it was a few days ago. No.
It was. And wasn't it also was the birthday of, like, AIDS Day?
It's AIDS Day.
The birthday of AIDS Day.
Well, it was the celebration of AIDS Day. What, I don't know what happens on AIDS Day.
AIDS!
Yeah,
we did it, everybody!
I forget what happens on AIDS Day.
National AIDS Awareness Day.
That's what it was. Sorry, the birthday of awareness of AIDS.
Oh, okay.
Something like that.
Are you aware?
Okay. Crotch Rot's aware, and that's
what we need.
Painfully aware.
dropping weight like crazy.
That's the important part. So we're going to do this, and I know that the 10 of you talent folks are waiting anxiously.
With bated breath.
Yes.
Behind the stage.
Hardly able to contain yourselves as we figure out who the two registrants are this week. As we do that, I'm going to let you podcasters know how you're going to register this week. And I think that you folks are going to be happy about this one. Like I said...
tumbleweeds floating by.
We are...
Tumbleweeds don't make that sound, sweetheart.
No,
that's
the wind.
The
wind does.
I like that Doc is your sweetheart.
Everyone's my sweetheart. Especially when they're that
retarded. I'm painting a picture here.
Hey, he's working here, JP. All right?
I know.
Stop messing with him.
Yeah.
All right, you podcasters, here's
you
how
you can't be asked to return
this week. It's we always want to change things up, and we're trying to make it so that everybody has a good chance. One of the things that we do on the live show is we make a caller like number 9 or something is the registrant. And it's very random. You dial the number and you win.
Mm-hmm. How about one where like Doc shows up at your doorstep?
And that's how you win?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a runner-up prize.
Fly me out to Montana or something.
Hey, you won.
That's next year's contest.
Okay.
That's what we'll do. In the meantime, it's very simple this week on the podcast. All you got to do is submit your name.
It's as simple as Doc.
How tough is that?
Yeah.
Conical@thebrewingnetwork.com. Conical. Conical@thebrewingnetwork.com. Go to that address and submit your name. It's really easy. We're going to put all your names in a hat, and we will draw the winner for next week. So that's it. You don't have to do trivia. You don't have to have a talent. You don't have to listen first. All right, we're trying to...
You just have to have a name.
If you don't
Which
have
for some people is really hard.
Listen, if I get emails this week about how I don't have a name, so I don't... How am I supposed to register for the
contest? It's not fair.
For the first time ever, I'm actually not going to respond in kind. I will be sending F-U, you loser douche emails back.
Yeah, all right, that is your new name.
Yeah.
F-U, you loser douche?
Yeah, that's... Wow. That'll be your new name.
As angry as
all right?
That's stupid... ass.com.
Yeah.
When does this competition close?
It will close
officially
Saturday at midnight.
Ooh.
Now is it midnight to Sunday?
It doesn't matter.
The 17th, 16th.
Saturday night at midnight Saturday night. So not Friday night midnight.
But as in
at 12 o'clock, it's Sunday morning.
11:59 on Saturday.
That's how they do it in military. Thank you, though.
Jesus.
Yeah, and like you've been in the military, so you know.
I mean,
right?
It would be 23:59.
At 11:59.
Make it at noon.
On what
noon.
Date?
Pacific time.
Which date?
Saturday.
Which Saturday?
December 10th.
Okay.
is the lid? I mean, for fuck's sake!
The 10th
is
Sunday.
If you don't send your name in, as you hear me saying this, you're a retard,
Justin. Yeah. The tenth is Sunday. Retard. The 9th.
Thank you. Okay. Saturday the 9th.
I didn't know if it was going to go all the way to the 16th.
No.
Yeah. Which is the day before we give it away.
Saturday, December 9th at 11:59.
End of it. Discussion.
Pacific time.
You're out.
Okay.
Very good.
Submit your name to conical@thebrewingnetwork.com. Now, let me be even more clear.
Uh-oh.
Because
How much
throughout
more clear?
Throughout the contest, I've said everything gets sent to Conical. You guys are sending it to Justin. You're sending it to Daniela. You're sending it to feedback. You're sending this stuff all over the place. Yeah. And I've been, we've all moved it over to Conical and accepted your entries. No longer. If it doesn't go to Conical at the Brewing Network, it will not be submitted into the contest.
And you may be tracked down and sterilized.
Very good.
And I'm just trying to be fair about the whole thing.
So okay. I'm going to put in all the names now of our talents.
Okay.
In this second.
Oh, I thought you did it already.
No, she's typing it up. She's ready to send.
I'm sending now.
Send it now.
So hit the send button.
Click.
And I'm typing vote now, which means that I can vote. Okay, now I'm busy.
Okay, so Daniela is very busy.
Busy.
And we can stare at each other.
And she's going to go ahead and cut off the voting at a certain time so that...
How long do they have?
You're now voting for the 10 talents who participated in today's show.
How long are we going to let them vote?
They're voting for themselves.
Hey, you know what? It's one vote that counts.
One
you
vote
didn't even
per
have a
Why
talent.
Why would you not vote for yourself? Love myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't even participate.
But I want that guy.
But I will participate. Yes.
Maybe they think we're going to allow a write-in.
Okay. And while this is happening... A moment of silence for those who didn't register this week. There you go.
Oh.
And that's for you, folks.
Oh, you need, you need to play Funeral for a Friend.
Like I just have that on hand.
Well, you should.
Just gotta, I always have to have a collection of funeral songs on hand. My fault.
Well, it's actually an Elton John song.
Oh, is it? It should be a funeral song.
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Come on. Oh, wait. It was before you were born.
That wasn't it at all, was it?
No, not at all.
See, what do I have on hand?
Frogs.
I've got the super fart clip from Jameel.
You have the frogs, I know it.
I don't have the frogs. Oh, I might have the frogs.
Yeah, you do.
I've got the limousine.
Something really sad.
Got to get the Sunday show a taste of lunch meat. You know what I mean?
Oh, I got to go to the Friday sounds button.
Lunch meat.
No, I think I took off all... I got this. Does this work?
Oh, that was
can't the, focus when I hear that.
That was the show we did a couple months ago, right?
How about this? Maybe this.
Sorry, Mrs. Henning?
Sorry, this is much more serious.
Oh, that's Bob.
Oh.
Is this Guess the Listener?
It was, I think. Good lord.
Brutal. That's Bub. He's reworking the basement.
Yeah. Okay.
No pun intended there.
How's the voting going, Danielle?
They're voting twice and three times and four times.
No, you can only vote once.
Yeah, but it's tough to figure that one out now.
Why do they have to make it?
Why do you do that?
Why do you got to not follow the rules? Why can't you just listen to simple instructions?
Hey, all you window lickers out there, vote once.
Hey.
I'll tell you what. You know
are you guys wearing your helmets?
Jesus.
You know what's interesting about this whole process, Daniela, is that if we all vote in here and we have voted for the same people, that vote won't count anyway.
I know.
See what I'm saying?
No matter how many times they vote.
So maybe we should take our votes and then decide if that vote, if those votes count.
Huh? Because she can't tally that up because there's...
We're like, voting to figure out if our vote's going to vote to count?
JP, don't make it difficult.
I'm not. I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
It's going to take a lot more than that.
Oh, now I get it. Okay.
God damn it, man. Oh, a little coughing. Oh, he's not enjoying it. Did you finish it all? It's empty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, uh-oh. I looked like he was going to uke right there.
That's all over my...
Head for the door if you got a uke, man.
So that's meat. All right.
Yeah, that was JP. Yeah. I was disgusting.
All meat, LJP.
All right, cut off the votes, Daniela.
I did.
Okay, so no more votes coming in from the chat room. We're going to figure out what's happening. Shall I play a song and we can come back?
Yeah, play a song.
Do I have a song? Yeah, here, let's play this song and we'll tally up the votes. When we come back, we will announce the winners. Hang in there, everybody. We're going to, you might be one of the ones that can win a Conical. It's the Brewing Network.
Bang on the door, but you won't let me in. All cheer. Order me up a whiskey and beer.
and I'm drunk. You've given it up to me. You say I must choose between you and the liquor. Then I'll take the booze. I'm jumping on Western down to the south side. Where I'll sit down and exercise my Irish pride. Fuck you.
Watch me wallabies feed, mate. Watch me wallabies feed. Hey, look, they're a dangerous breed, mate. So watch me wallabies feed all together now. Tiny kangaroo down sport. Tiny kangaroo down. Tiny kangaroo down sport. Tiny kangaroo down. Keep me cockatoo cool, curl. Keep me cockatoo cool. Don't go acting the fool, curl. Just keep me cockatoo cool. All together now. Tiny kangaroo down sport. Tiny kangaroo down. Tiny kangaroo down sport. Tiny kangaroo down. Take me koala back, Jack. Take me koala back. He lives somewhere out on the track, Mac. So take me koala back. All together now. Tiny kangaroo down sport. Tiny kangaroo down. Tiny kangaroo down sport. Tiny kangaroo down. Mind me platypus duck, Bill. Mind me platypus duck. Don't let him go running amok, Bill. Just mind me platypus duck. All together now. Tiny kangaroo down sport. Tiny kangaroo down. Tiny kangaroo down sport. Tiny kangaroo down.
About more time now.
Tiny kangaroo down sport. Tiny kangaroo down. Tiny kangaroo down sport. Tiny kangaroo down.
Sorry for the delay, but man, that was a difficult...
That was really hard and complicated for me.
Tough competition, a lot of arguing going on, figuring out who our winners are for today. The finalists, I'll tell you, a few of you were in, of the 10 people.
Should we drag this out?
Yeah, I like to drag these out. The finalists were Chaos, who had the...
Frank Zappa song.
The Frank Zappa poetry.
Yes.
SoCal Surfer,
yeah,
who had the rain dance music.
Yes. I'm going to send you my dry cleaning bill, too.
What is that?
Because it rained in there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, God.
Ryan, who did his guitar solo.
Yeah.
And Phil from Brazil.
Brazil.
Who did the, not only the McDonald's Big Mac song, but the two jokes.
Biggie Mac.
Yes. So those are our four finalists of the 10
dun, dun.
Contestants.
Dun, 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 dun.
The two winners
dun, dun.
Of today.
Dun, 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 dun.
Can you handle this, JP? Can you handle the suspense?
No, I'd like to. I think we should wax poetic about the people who didn't make it.
Daniela, would you like to announce who our two winners are? Maybe slowly and
very phonetically
and vigorously.
Yeah, and so people can understand it.
I announce one.
Okay.
It goes to a foreigner.
Yeah.
His name is Phil from Brazil.
Hey! Yeah. Yeah. Phil Brazil for his jokes and Phil his McDonald's Brazil. Song. Phil, you are now registered to win a Conical courtesy of Beer, Beer, and More Beer and HCA Industries at morebeer.com and HCAIND.com.
Two chances to win. Two chances.
Our other winner of the day.
Dun, dun.
JP, would you like to announce?
Dun, 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 dun.
I would love nothing more than to say the name of
dun, dun.
The winner,
dun, dun.
Which is going to be...
Dun, 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 dun.
You're an ass.
Dun, dun, Ryan. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Ryan, our guitar solo. Absolutely. He did a great job on the guitar solo. And those are our two finalists for today. And the winners to register for a Conical.
My favorite part. I'm sorry. My favorite part of the guitar solo was a wheelie, 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 wah. That was a good part.
You did it well.
Thank you.
I like the fact that he called back to do it all over again because we sucked at first.
To get a clear version of it. So congratulations to the two of you. You are now registered for a Conical. Podcasters, please send your name to Conical. @thebrewingnetwork.com. That's all you have to do. Send your name. We're going to put all the names in a hat and draw one of them for next week's archiver, podcaster.
And you must be present to win.
Registration. You don't have to be present to win. Just your name has to be present to win. However, we are thinking that when we give away the Conicals on the 17th, you will have to be present to win.
Like live, listening in. Yeah, that's
we're pretty sure about that. And, I know what you're all thinking, but I really don't give a shit, and I don't want to hear it. So that's the way it goes. You're probably going to have to tune in live on December 17th in order to claim your prize if you are a registered user, and I think it's a small price to ask.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wake up 4 in the morning, we don't care. I thought you were going to tell them they have to be here.
Nah, yeah, you got to be in the studio.
Yeah. It costs more for Phil to get here than it does for the Conical.
For the Conical. Nah, but you will have to be listening live, and hey, that's just the way the ball bounces.
Yeah, we'll call somebody else. No problem.
So I want to thank you all for tuning in for today, even though there was a pretty serious lack of beer content. We had a damn good time doing our lack of beer content.
It's all about the Conical, baby.
I don't know. My beer content tonight is pretty good.
Yeah, you're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Good for you.
Thank you.
We're going to eat some German dinner and sober up and go to sleep because tomorrow morning we got the Jamil show at 10 a.m. You're going to want to tune in for that. And there's only two Jamil show left. Jamil show. You know what I'm trying to say.
Just like
good night, Justin.
Boobs.
Thank you.
Two shows.
We'll see you all in the morning. And
auf Wiedersehen.
Lots of other stuff.
Auf Wiedersehen.
of the day. A barque will see me when the skies are gray. I'll take a Belgian crew at a time, and the women sing the lambic fine. But don't you give me that American crew, boys. I want